The following show is brought to you by the PlanetPlatypus.com network
and is intended for mature audiences only.
Enjoy the show.
We can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Don't forget your rubbers.
Ham Radio, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McMahon.
You big stupid racist motherfucker, go open. Make him lick his own shit off.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Suck on it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, so fat for you.
Woo!
Oh, no. Woo!
Come on, me.
Ham Radio. The most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh, my God. We need to play this fucking tape back.
Scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because he needs that shit.
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me. It's like a sausage party in here. No.
I
kind of pulled something. It is the Ham Radio Show SPF edition. That sausage party Friday.
Yeah.
We're trying something new. We're trying something out. So we have a lot of people in the studio today. It is a cock fest, Danny. It's a massive cock fest.
I thought we got in a DeLorean and went back in time to redo Wednesday.
We went to the old age home and we picked up Jerry. and then my David is here as well. David is
Hello.
Here.
Hello.
I brought a stripper for cock fest.
Yeah, right here.
You can't bring anybody that's in that much, you know, he's in shape and it fucking kind of puts us all to shame.
I know.
It's quite annoying.
Really?
He goes, oh yeah, I lost 20 pounds. What? Where the fuck did you have 20 pounds?
When was the last time you lost 20 pounds?
I found it, though. It was in my ass. I found it. It's the Ham Radio Show, SPF edition, 718-577-1389. Good evening, everybody.
How you doing, boy?
How is everybody?
What up?
Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, also on Facebook Live as well. Gina, say hi to Gina.
Hi,
Lyle, man. Joe is talking to Gina in there. There's a bunch of other people I can see in the little corner thing, but they're not talking. But when you talk,
Gina,
I will fucking say hi to you.
Gina, I didn't get those pictures. Before.
She didn't send you fucking naked pictures. Stop asking her for naked pictures.
Just topless. That's all I want.
Isn't she new? Why is he doing that to somebody new?
He asks anybody with a vagina.
Yeah.
I'd like anybody. Jerry, if you whip out your cock, he's going to look. I'm not going to say he's not going to look.
Wait until you get one of his creepy, like, you know, unsolicited
he tried to massage Jerry already.
He tried to massage me already.
He walked by him and said, should we fuck now or later? And then started rubbing his back.
And then he basically said, nah, too young.
I'm so alone.
How long you been married?
No standards. Wow.
Well, Dave's married to our porn wrangler, Lainey, so he has to get laid on the regular.
That's right.
Because Lainey's a horny little woman. She's going to fuck him.
She is a horn dog.
She's his beard, for God's sake.
Yes, we all know that Dave's gay. Let's just get over it now. Jesus. We get it.
You dress properly, and it all of a sudden.
You groom well. You lost 20 pounds.
You
suck a couple of cocks. What the heck?
Come on, don't be so suburban.
When you burp, it smells like semen. Don't worry about it.
Joe, I think
who's to say what's gay between two men?
Yes, the cock.
I think we found Joe's soulmate.
It might be.
There you go.
Would you like a sugar daddy that's retired?
Look, he's got a studio and everything.
He has a ukulele. Really? You like ukulele.
You know what that means.
He's got a penis. You like penis. Uh-huh. Just saying.
Gay. Got a lot of headphones, you know what I'm saying?
He's married to a hot blonde. A redhead.
Yeah. Hello.
Whatever it is this week.
Instead of booby phones, we'll do cock phones.
Cock phone. Just speak directly into the cock phone. Ring. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I didn't know you were coming.
You guys are so dangerous.
I know. Uh-huh. It's weird doing a show on a Friday. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird. It feels like Wednesday.
Yeah, I just got a feeling like Tuesday, you know?
Why is it weird?
It's weird because I feel like the reason why, I have to make sure I'm kind of on camera. Danny moved the camera to make sure everyone else could be in the shot. So my fat ass needs to lean forward. Yeah. It's weird because we normally do, like, the reason why we were doing this to begin with, because I felt sorry, because every time Jerry wanted to do the show, I have to leave directly after the show. I have to be at work. I leave for work at, like, 2-something in the morning at Voldemort Radio, because we don't want to say the name on the air. I can say Sirius XM, but I don't want to get in trouble.
Oh.
Too late. 9 times out of 10, yeah. I will say Voldemort Radio.
Okay.
The name that shall not be said. And I feel bad because literally right after the show, Danny can attest to this. Danny leaves, Billy leaves, I sit here and just make sure that it goes to the proper people it needs to go to. A really brief summary of the show. I don't edit anything. It just goes right out to everybody. And then Joe will tell you, I fucking just bounce. I leave. It's gone. And I felt bad because every time I would get Jerry on the phone or Jerry, like, in the Facebook, chat room things there, and we were soliciting each other. But when we're in there and we're talking, and it's always like, well, I'll come this day. And I'm like, but Jerry, every fucking Wednesday I leave right after the goddamn show. So I felt bad because I like Jerry. Jerry's not an asshole. David doesn't like me on Facebook, so fuck him. But
you don't come across as, you know, someone that if I don't know who exactly you are.
What, you can't trust this face?
Mr. Biker, Roadhouse.
Tell him,
I look like Patrick Swayze.
No, you look like Patrick Swayze if you ate Patrick Swayze and another guy.
Well,
no,
true.
Listen, first of all, tell him the
truth. A fat joke from the gay guy.
Yeah. Tell him the truth. If it's not about you, you are the center of the universe.
That's right.
And if it's not fucking about you,
certainly has his
or
own gravitational
somebody asking
field.
Questions yeah. about you or
just
what can I do for you
excuse
or whatever.
Me, just because you're attracted to me doesn't mean I have a gravitational field, you fruity bastard.
Joe, I didn't know the shit it located to the studio.
it came to me.
Yeah.
See, good things come to those.
I didn't look. We learned a lot of stuff today. I didn't know that Lainey was married to Clinton Kelly. it just happens sometimes.
God.
No, I love Dave's cool. I've even though Dave does not know me,
but
I've hung out with Dave a couple of times.
But send it again.
No clue. Who
just send it again.
It's still pending. I looked at it today because Jerry promoted the show today, not like Dave would. And Jerry promoted that he was going to be on tonight, and I click on Dave's, and his full name is there. And I click on Dave, and he's an actor. He's very, you know, he's famous.
Right.
He's done a lot of shit.
Right.
So it's not like he has a beautiful, his 8x10 is his, his default pic on his headshot.
I love me.
I love me.
I'm so beautiful.
I'm like an opera.
What's not to love of me?
I'm an opera singer. Me.
If I could fuck myself, I would never leave the house. Yeah. I
fuck myself all the time. What are you talking about? You mean insertion?
No.
He really wants a cock in him. You see?
If I could clone myself.
Oh, you're gonna just physically fuck.
Physically, yeah.
Now would that be gay?
Yes.
If you're fucking another dude, even though it's you.
No, if you're fucking you, it's not gay.
It's not gay.
I guess it's like masturbation.
What if he blows himself?
Well,
is that gay? Because it's a dude sucking a cock.
No, but it's my cock.
Technically, it's not.
It's my cock and it's me.
Wait, hold on. 718-577-1389. If you could fuck yourself, would that thus be gay?
A clone.
Because
of
a chick.
Right.
Yeah, well, either way, you're fucking yourself. So if a chick fucks a chick, that's being a lesbian.
That's
you're doing a lesbian
situation.
Act. And I will be bisexual. I will be by the window jerking off to those two girls fucking themselves. I have no problem with that.
I do have something called alien capture. It's called alien capture, and it's question basically like the aliens take you down. They take you, and they say, listen, we're going to do an experiment. We need you to be homosexual, and we know that this is dramatic.
We need you to be.
Lainey in the fucking role-playing that goes on.
Hang on. But they say...
Lainey, you're the alien.
Yeah, but here's the upside.
I have to be gay.
Here's the upside. They have the genetic profiles of everyone who lived for the last 500 years or 1,000 years.
Okay.
So you can pick... who you want them to make up for you and have sex with.
Sure.
So the question is, if you had to go through that, who would you choose to have sex with? Because you've got everyone available.
The whole world.
Anybody's at my disposal.
Anyone who actually existed. Yes.
Cleopatra.
That's a bitch. No, we need to.
You gotta be gay.
He's saying you missed
the gay part.
Right.
You had a cock in your mouth and you missed the gay part.
The aliens.
Suck quieter.
Right.
He's saying you've got aliens.
Holmes.
Go big or go home.
John Holmes, yeah. If I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it the right way.
Right.
If I'm gonna fuck a dude.
Yeah. Right.
I might as well go big cock.
Absolutely.
Right.
Although I've never had a cock. Now, am I fucking the dude? Is the dude fucking me? Like, am I having a cock in my ass?
Well, they...
Because I never had back door, so I don't know. I've had a pinky in there by a chick.
Let's just say you got to do the full thing, right? Or they'll kill you.
I'll fuck the dude. I'm dead.
Kill me.
Is the alien?
I'm fucking dead.
The only way we get to lead the resistance, Jerry, is I got to fuck you. Now shut up and bend over.
For the love of God.
For Christ's sake, let's just make it happen.
All right, so we got John Holmes over here, right?
Yeah. I guess I'm... You know what? I'm going Ryan Reynolds, because I have a boy crush on Reynolds. Can I ask him Deadpool questions?
Oh, sure.
I'm saying, it's like I'm fucking Ryan Reynolds, so Ryan Reynolds will actually know Ryan Reynolds type shit?
Yeah.
So, all right, that's good. I'll interview Ryan Reynolds while fucking him.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with him.
Now, Healy and I have been best friends for 31 years.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
My David?
At least that's what he says.
They've been friends for 20.
They liked each other for the rest.
Yeah. That's it, basically. Yeah. Not in a heartbeat.
Not in a heartbeat.
But you would fuck David.
Then I would fuck him.
No, I'm not saying I would fuck anybody in this room.
No. The whole idea is...
You fuck anybody else.
Anybody else that you want, you know.
Oh, Hitler. I'd fuck Hitler in the ass. I'd fuck Hitler right in the ass.
Good answer, yeah.
Fuck you, I'm still
what
fucking
do I win?
Reynolds.
I think everybody wants to fuck Hitler.
What do I win?
But why would I reward him with my precious cock?
But you're going to do rough. You're going to have rough trade with him.
Smack him on the head while you're doing it.
I don't want to say nothing, but Hitler was known to hold a grudge.
Come in his mustache and hand him a wire brush. You know, things
I'm just saying.
So we got John Holmes, we got Hitler.
Fuck, if you're going to go that route, Joseph Stalin.
Oh, okay. And he can't fight.
You're Italian. Why don't you fuck Mussolini, son of a bitch?
Yeah, fuck Mussolini.
Mussolini was quite a lover. Whacked
his peenie, now it doesn't hurt us.
No, Mussolini. Whistle while you work. Hitler was a jerk. Mussolini cut his weenie. Now it doesn't squirt.
Oh, okay. Got it.
There you go.
That's a classic.
What are we, five?
I don't know.
That is a
Dave's got us talking about fucking dudes.
Right.
Yeah,
and now we're singing a Mussolini song about his weenie.
No, what a big surprise.
Yeah.
It's kind of a truth or dare question. You know, it's kind of like, you know.
I'm telling you, we true.
I say Steve McQueen. I'll go with Steve McQueen. Oh,
all right, now all Steve right. McQueen. Now that
that's
is
not a bad,
the
that's
proper,
not a bad
looks,
choice.
The right? proper looks. Answer for a gay guy to say.
Yeah,
Dave,
good,
I,
good yeah.
So, just saying. When,
yeah. God forbid I take someone who's attractive, no. You know. Or
I'm just saying when Dave farts, it's
yeah, but who would
bleach.
Wait, then who would be the woman between you and Steve McQueen, since you think you're so fucking hot? Yeah.
Steve McQueen's
who
got
who would be the woman?
Dave, automatically.
Yeah.
Steve McQueen is the pinnacle of fucking manhood.
Right, there you go.
You know what I mean? Like, are you shitting me?
Yeah.
The great escape scene alone, Dave's fucking in the corner.
Jump that fence.
Yeah, Jesus.
Jump that fence.
Get on the bike! Get on the bike! Beat the motorcycle! Climb on, Steve! Vroom, vroom! You see Dave running around the house? Vroom, vroom!
Lainey, you're happy I got him divorced?
Just saying. Just saying.
Just saying.
Just saying.
Well, we haven't heard your choice.
No, no, I went Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
We haven't heard Joe's choice.
No, John Holmes.
John Holmes.
He wanted the big cock and the ropes.
Well, I think if I'm going to do
not, how come not Gotti?
I want a professional.
Why not Gotti?
Why not John Gotti?
Yeah.
You going to fuck your own kind, Joe?
I don't know. John Gotti probably fucked me.
I mean, you're going to you need it.
You're going to get fucked either
that
way.
But see, that one can turn really fast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you start fucking John Gotti, he gets into it, then he realizes he's into it,
and then
you're wearing cement shoes, and you're fucking trying to, you know, breathe with
Frisky. Yeah,
either that or you're wearing
yourself.
Kool-Aid on your eyelids.
You came in my ace.
You know.
I'm just saying.
You should behave yourself in the future.
I don't fucking like it. That's all I'm saying.
I'm saying this between us. That's it.
Yeah. Every time I fart, it smells like bleach. No. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
Just saying.
You know, John Miller still has people come up to him and say, you should behave. You're behaving yourself, John.
Yeah.
Remember that? You remember when he did that to him? Yeah.
You really should behave yourself. I don't think I would have the balls. I would have the balls to fuck Hitler before I fuck Gotti. Seriously. I'm not even joking.
What about Tony Montana?
Tony Montana.
That's fictional.
Montana.
Fictional.
Sorry. Fictional.
Sorry.
It don't matter. I'm going to fuck Al Pacino dressed as fucking Tony Montana.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, I went to college with the guy that plays his right-hand man in that high school and college.
Which, the...
Stephen Bauer.
Rocky
Echeverry is his real name.
Oh. He's on Ray Donovan now, isn't he?
Yeah, but what's his name in the fucking movie? Because does he fuck?
Oh,
you're talking about the one that fucks Tony's sister,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, but what's his fucking name in the movie now? I can't remember now. Someone in A.
Julio.
No, Julio.
Not Julio.
You racist fuck.
he's got like a 19-year-old girlfriend now or something like that. He's my age, and he's like
Rocky.
Manny.
I had
on. Yeah, because it's like Manuel. Manny. She calls him like Manuel.
Yeah.
She has a different name for him.
Right.
And then you get the weird scene when she's fucking after Tony kills. See, I love Scarface. One of my favorite movies. Where Tony kills Manny, and then brings him back to the house, and then she gets high on whatever the fuck it is, and then you know the insanity kicks in, and then his sister's there. You can fuck me, Tony. You want to fuck me?
Yeah, it's just
and then you see her titties are hanging, and you're like, for a second, I might fuck my sister. For a second.
Well, especially
if my sister looked like fucking Mastery Antonio over
there. Well, especially when she's got a 9mm trained on you.
Yeah.
It's kind of, okay.
She shoots him in the fucking arm and the leg.
So now, there's a question. Your sister's holding a gun pointed at you, and says, fuck me. Do you fuck me? Is she threatening to kill you?
Well, then you're weird.
God, my family. My family.
This is truly a sausage party. We're trying to hetero, make it like more hetero.
Yeah.
By asking if we fuck our sisters.
Yeah.
Is what you're asking me. This one's asking me if I'm alien and I fucking gay. And then you're like, hey, by the way, gun to your head. Just hyper. Would you fuck your sister?
Fair question.
These are very heavy philosophical subjects we're talking about.
And which welcome to the show, Dave.
And which sister?
Oh, no, I'm not fucking Marion. Marion, she would just be abusive.
Would you fuck the dog killer?
Trish?
Well, Trish? I would fuck... If Trish had a gun pointed at me, I'd fuck Trish.
I think I would.
There's a pretty good fucking chance that there would be a gun.
Wait, hold on. Member of the NRA has already killed a fucking animal buried the body in a fucking lake or river or well, whatever the fuck
don't
it was.
Don't forget about the fruit basket.
And got rewarded with a fruit basket for killing the dog. I am more scared of her than my sisters.
And you should be.
I'm gonna go, where would you like me to eat your asshole or your pussy first? Whatever you want.
With green icing.
Yes.
I would let her shoot.
Frost that shit up.
Okay. This is now we're in the inside joke arena when I.
One, Dave, speaking to the mic. Two, yes. Okay, so I'll tell you the whole backstory.
Okay.
When we were in, we started our show, we were at WNJZ, Renaissance Radio in Philly. Mm-hmm. We met a girl who was from Connecticut at that point, right?
Yes.
Who used to listen to our program, and she used to call in, and she was our super stalker fan.
Yeah.
Anyway, she...
She's in love with Danny.
She's in love with Danny. Yes. She's dumb as a fucking potato. She thought Pearl Harbor was in Florida.
Wow.
I thought that Pearl Harbor was a black singer.
I used to love that song, the Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
She would do that. I'm trying to think of the fucking like there's a whole bunch of shit.
Right.
We actually invented a game called Dumb as a Potato, mm-hmm. where we would ask her. I'm talking about simplistic questions,
and
she doesn't get hardly any of them right.
What was the word she used last week? Gooder.
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 Gooder. And then we convinced her that betterer was an actual word.
Nice.
We said you're using gooder wrong, and betterer is the what you're supposed to use. And she's like, betterer. Well, I didn't go to college, guys.
Didn't go to college. She lays in a bathtub.
She didn't go to grammar
like
school.
Like she's Trotsky and listens to the fucking show.
We lost the video for a second. People will come back.
Oh, don't worry, people.
There you go. We're back. Let me lean in on that. Three, two, one, and retake the video.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Hammer Radio Show. We're talking about Trish and guns. Don't kill us. And so one time, what happened in her, long story short, what happened one time, she calls up the show to tell us a story. She's a renowned gun owner. She loves guns.
Nah.
Member of the NRA, the whole nine yards. I think the story we were doing was the NRA, if I remember, this is going to be me using my brain here. NRA was opening a restaurant that was NRA themed. It was gun themed.
Nice.
All right. So she was telling us how much she loves guns. She starts going into a story about how there was a yapping dog.
Yeah, I think I think we asked her what's the biggest animal she killed.
And she said a dog. And then we were like, what do you mean? Like, was one attacking you? Was one humping you because it thought it was, you know, you were a fucking fellow dog
or something like that?
Yes. And she goes, no, there was a yapping dog in her neighborhood. It was a nuisance to everyone.
Allegedly.
Yes.
And she, allegedly, Bill.
Lured it with dog treats.
Very Michael Myers fucking ish shit. Lured it with dog treats.
There should be a soundtrack to this. Like,
well, we did. We played. Give me the fucking,
No, keep going. I mean, this is intriguing. I'm riveted. Keep going.
And by the way, this happened on the air, and we were shitting ourselves when we were hearing this story. And we were on terrestrial, so we couldn't even say, like, what the fuck are you talking about? So she took the dog treats, lures the dog into a backyard area, shoots the dog, I think a couple of times.
She shot
the dog a couple of times, wraps it up
in a pillowcase.
That's what she did. She lured it, lured the dog into the pillowcase.
Into the pillowcase.
Tied the pillowcase and shot the dog through the pillowcase and killed the dog. Then weighs down
the pillowcase
in a pond or a well.
Yeah, she threw it in a pond.
In a pond.
Right.
So that way it'll just it won't float away. She actually did a John Gotti cement shoes to the dog.
This is very efficient.
Yeah. Like a brick.
And then the townspeople rejoiced.
Apparently one of our neighbors gave her a fruit basket thanking her.
She got rewarded because the people were like, oh, you got rid of that dog.
What about the owner?
The owner has nothing to say.
They don't speak no more.
He was afraid.
I don't know if...
So it was a stray that just was around all the time?
I think it was somebody's dog. Somebody's dog, but I think, honestly, I don't think anybody told them. Like, everybody in the block knew except for, you know, John Doe and Jane Doe over
there.
I'm sure
they thought the dog ran away.
This is a very tight community that they could actually, like, muzzle themselves.
It's an Italian community.
Hey, don't talk about it.
Somebody got a fucking fruit basket.
That's right, yeah.
They were very happy.
Coming from the... From the
they're very fucking happy.
Well, you know, murder for hire and Italians, that they just go together like, you know.
She's a witch.
Like green frosting and cocks.
She's
a weird chicken.
Oh, we've... She's had...
Don't worry, she'll bounce up.
She met some guy...
Tons of adventures.
She met some guy online. I don't know. They met up in Vegas, and then they just got married out of the blue.
Yeah, but let's rewind from the beginning. We've also the Adventures of Trish. We'll do right now. We'll let Dave into our whack pack that we've had on this show. Trish being one.
Now you'll understand why I love this show.
Yeah, being one of the members. She had a pen pal in prison. That she was dating the guy in prison.
Nice.
I believe that
doesn't really sound surprising at this point.
No. I mean, and I believe having conjugal visits with said gentleman.
Well, I was waiting for that part too.
Then she, like Danny said, she met a guy online, went to Vegas with him. We didn't believe that there was a gentleman there. One of our most famous bits was the Mr. Papa Giorgio, that happened for that. What we did was we convinced the guy, because then we figured out there was an actual guy in the room, and we wanted to make sure it wasn't like the waiter something.
Still not unorthodox.
It gets better.
Oh, wait, it gets better.
We made him take out his cock. Right? We had her on the air, start blowing him. Then he takes out his cock from her mouth, starts slapping her in the forehead.
Nice.
And we call that the Mr. Papa Giorgio. So all you hear is like,
flagada. Okay, I get it.
Across the fucking forehead. Wow. That was the one thing.
She poked him in the eye.
Then he poked her in the eye. With his cock.
That was the green eye. See?
No, that's the same dude.
That's the same goon.
Then she broke up with him for a while.
And then went back to him and did the green eye.
Yeah, then live on the air, one day they're just hanging around their home, and we decide, okay. You know, yet again, dumb as a potato. We decide, okay, what can we do? Let's get her to fucking perform oral sex on him live on the air, because now we're on where you could say fuck shit and whatever.
Oh, sure.
So it's an uncensored format. So we decide, okay, I want you to blow your husband. She goes, okay, and says, I'm going to get out green frosting. Don't understand what the fuck that meant.
It was St. Patrick's Day.
It
was around. Yeah. She decides that she's going to take the green frosting, put it on his cock, and then blow the free, like, so she got a meal while she fucked. That was her happy meal. The prize was his dick.
We love what she called
Yeah, so like, it's never a dumb moment. Hopefully she's listening.
She's been okay with all of this.
We used to mock her. We used to play Moo Cow song.
Did you ever meet this woman or see her?
Yes, she drove down. She drove all the way down to when we were in the Philly-Jersey border.
We had this running gag like on the show because the studio was small, like pretty much almost like the size of this.
Yeah, but it was a real
radio station. And she thought I was in a separate office, like, because that was the gag we always pulled off. I had a megaphone.
Oh, like you guys were actually like legit.
But I used to use a megaphone to talk like I was in a booth, like in another office.
And she believed it. And she would get mad that we would have Danny in a separate office. And then she would say that she was in the water tower because right near where we were, there was a water tower. And she'd be like, yeah, I'm up there with a shotgun and I'm going to pick people like a sniper rifle and I'm going to start picking people up for you. And I'm like, it's crazy. The bitch is crazy enough to do it.
Let's see
what happens.
From Connecticut all the way down there one time,
just to be on the show, just to hang out with
but
us.
But it was great.
Right.
I used to send her like fucking promotional material, and she used to mail it out to random people.
Yeah,
it was great.
Never for us to actually gain a following. It was just
never had a fan like that ever.
Now, how big was she? Because I'm just picturing 300 pounds plus.
Wow.
I figured her max weight. She was like me with longer hair.
That was a picture I really had. I was like, wow.
Same genitals, because I'm hung like a fucking, you know, a housewife.
Like maybe a hostess cupcake away from
my
that.
God.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, imagine this, blowing some green frosting. That's what you need.
My God, that's just...
No, she has a different name.
She goes by a different name.
Get me the, someone get me the
Yeah, Teresa. It's a Teresa.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
On the on the Faccia de Libre. Oh. I won't give out her last name on the thing.
Oh my God. Someone get the Purell. I just oh my
You
God.
Feel dirty. So, oh, you feel dirty, don't you?
I just need some bleach to drink.
Welcome, Dave.
Wow.
All right, so yeah, there's
a Purell enema.
There she is.
Okay.
Love of my life.
Yeah, go to the photos.
And here's the best part. She actually fucking rejected blowing me.
Okay.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. There's a dog. Is that the dog she offed?
No, that's her dog. No,
that's her dog.
Wouldn't that be some shit if that was like
the
she
dog
had
the
She had the picture up there. Just like it's like this is what happens. Look at it.
Like a World War II ace with the swastikas on the side of their plane.
She has every dog. Every time the picture of the dog magically appears, that's a number of kills.
Is that
this is why you want to be in show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a Pikachu hat? Oh,
yeah.
My God, the poor thing.
That's why you want to be
when
in
it's
show.
When it's on her head, it's like a Porkachu hat.
Porkachu.
Big fatty. Yeah, and not like I'm a fucking. I'm not George Clooney.
What the fuck was no? What the fuck was that picture?
The day just got better.
Yeah,
yeah. San Francisco.
What is that?
City
anyway.
Blackout.
That's the back of her head.
Great. That's so. Is, that what
is she showing up?
You know, we're looking at her fucking tween, and you're watching a goddamn news. Well, you are gay.
Because San Francisco is power. There's no power in San Francisco.
Oh, okay. So you know what? Let's rub cocks together. And we'll make electricity.
All his friends in San Francisco, his business associates.
By the way, Lanny, if you needed confirmation that your husband is a fagala, tonight's show should give
no,
it
I'm
to
glad,
you.
I'm glad there. I hope the city burns down.
Less competition for you, huh?
That's right, that's right.
Yeah. He's not gay. The guy that fucks him in the ass, that dude's fucking
gay. Oh, he's gay.
That guy's fucking gay.
If you pitch him.
But what, yeah, so that was
true. What if he wore a Cinderella costume while the guy was fucking him?
Super
would he
gay.
Be gay then? A tiara and makeup, too.
You know, it's just because I'm attractive. That's the only. Come on, guys.
Who the fuck Who the fuck told you you were attractive? Who misinformed you?
Some guy named Bubba, very softly in his ear.
You're attractive.
Your father slowly caresses you at night. You both spoon together. You're my baby boy.
I love you so much. You want to see? Want to go play catch?
You know,
Dad, it's late. I don't want to go outside.
Who said you had to go outside to play catch?
Oops, my robe is open.
Uh-oh.
God.
You want Daddy to take your temperature?
Yeah.
You want a bite of my fudgicle?
It's only a fudgicle after I pull it out of your ass. I mean, your daddy hole. Sorry.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Is it ain't me? I don't know who it is.
And what does he do? And Lainey calls him daddy, too. That's the thing that makes me
laugh.
Yeah,
she never calls me David. She never calls me David.
Daddy.
During sex or without?
All the time.
During sex.
Daddy, you know.
During sex. He's
daddy,
never
can
had
you pick
sex
up some milk? Daddy this, daddy that. It's daddy, daddy, daddy. I don't get David. No.
Never had.
What are you, Vice President Pence?
Yeah, baby. That's right.
Yes, mother.
Father.
Father and mother.
Mother.
718-577-1389 is the Ham Radio Show.
He calls Trump father, too.
Uh-oh. Father Trump. Yeah.
Father Trump.
Yeah,
well, he probably had to get on his knees and blow him.
Yeah.
Well, he says he's in love with
him. I actually sold Donald Trump an Erector set in 1988. So here's some more gayness here.
That's when you worked at F.A.O. Schwartz.
Yeah, when I worked at F.A.O. Yeah. I was Mr. Erector.
We also harassed
Al Gore. That was his name on the South Side, too.
Yeah, there you
Mr.
go.
Mr. Erector.
Dave and I also harassed Al Gore in that story.
Yeah, Al Gore was there once.
You were harassed. Explain how you harassed Al Gore.
I wasn't doing Erector set. I was doing some
claymation
sort of thing. Yeah, I was doing Einstein, because I was a studio artist back in college. So I was doing Einstein. And,
that means he posed nude for guys.
That's right.
No, he's making these little clay figures, and Al Gore was
of celebrities.
And
like
Al
you know.
Gore, yeah. Zero fucking sense of zero.
Oh my God,
sense of you zero.
Well, because he invented the internet. He's tired.
And the internet has no sense of humor.
So I'm standing next to Gore, and I say to David, "Oh, make Tip O'Neill." And he just like gets a whole big fat glob of clay and putting it together. Al Gore just walks away just like a pissy thing.
Oh, God. Yeah.
What was the chick that Kennedy killed? in the
Marilyn Monroe?
No, well, besides that.
Mary Jo Kopechne.
You have to be specific.
The list gets
which
longer.
Kennedy.
The list keeps getting longer and longer, you know?
That was a kind of fucking open-ended question.
Yeah.
You know, Kennedy killed that chick, and then the list just, the show goes on for a third hour, because we're all just thrown out.
Judith Exeter?
The one in the plane? Wait a minute. The cokehead in the plane?
You should have asked, for that. For him to make a claymation of her, and he just picks up the clay and throws it in the fucking toilet.
Yeah, there you go.
So he drowns. Well, while we're on a whole bunch of fucking questions, I did have another question. Mm-hmm. Did you see that they're making... I have it over here. Let me just... They have these new robots. These sex robots.
Oh, right.
From the people from the real dolls. You know the real dolls?
I want one.
Uh-huh. But these fuckers actually talk now.
Yeah.
They talk. They actually ask them. They can ask questions.
Joe, we can artificially intelligence get rejected.
I love it.
It's a Japanese company, isn't it? It's a Japanese company, isn't it?
I don't know.
It's a Japanese company. Show me the face.
No. Real dolls.
This is only something the Japanese would come up with.
No, excuse me. Donald Trump says we have to buy American. Real dolls, I believe, are an American-based company.
It better be.
Okay.
Let me just get this fucking thing set up.
That's really something that the Japanese or the Koreans would really be like.
Well, no, the Japanese actually have, in Japan, actually have a machine.
Well, why do
that sells used panties.
Why do you need
for it
to talk?
Yeah, it's like a vending machine. Well, wait, you guys are rushing. We're on separate. Japanese shit going on over here. I still want to get on this topic. Hold on, we'll get to the crazy Japs in a second. Over here is an example of the real doll that can talk to you with music.
Uh-huh.
Me so horny.
Me like you long time.
Me love you,
Joe. How do you feel about sex?
Me so horny for WD-40.
You like that?
It actually answers your question. Hold on, wait, I gotta play it again. It actually answers the question.
Really?
Your cock so big.
Sex is one of the most fascinating things in the world.
She sounds Japanese.
See?
Well, probably most of her... She probably is Japanese, technically, because most of her parts come from Japan.
Yeah. You know, you can buy two of them and have a threesome.
Well,
their mailing address is in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
That's a front.
But it actually... They have brains, and they answer... Unlike, you know, most women.
Oh, they
have
a... God, they have brains. Why do I need that? Why do I need that?
Well, the question then becomes... I'm going to turn this off. The question actually then becomes...
Which guy would you fuck?
No. So, if you were an alien, the question comes, number one, would you fuck it?
Sure.
No. Would you fuck these things? Because now they can move and they do stuff.
Wait, you got to move your mic and let me see. Yeah, I'd give that a shot.
I would try it once, just
all
to
right.
see what it's like.
I'd give that a shot.
Of course you are.
All shut-ins, of course.
Yeah. Shut up, the guy that's only fucking the real vagina that's in the room. The second question then to that is, though, can robot pussy replace real pussy?
No.
Now, what if you fuck this?
Eventually.
Think about it for a second. If you're fucking this, and now you can turn off the voice, Jerry, so Jerry doesn't have to hear it talk.
Yeah, but what happens when the heater in the pussy breaks down?
Oh, you got to...
Then you got to call AAA? I don't know.
That'll be like you're in the pool, you know?
Yeah.
It shrinks up.
Oh, you have to piss in there? Okay.
You got to piss in the petcock, and then you just give it a... plug it in their ass.
You know, you got to power up everything now.
USB
now you got to power up
get a USB cable and shove it in her ass.
Yeah, Jesus.
What if it's like a fucking power outage?
Con Ed bill is just
going
to be horrible.
Well, yeah, but you know...
You can't charge it.
No, but you probably just fuck the doll.
Can I just
at that
put my?
Point.
But it's not moving and it's stuck and you can't.
Can I just
the legs.
Put my dick in a blender and call it even?
That might end bad, Jerry. Now, I'd rather stick my dick in the real doll than the fucking keep having your THC.
Now, if you fuck the male version, are you gay?
Yes.
As we all turn
unless
to David?
Unless
what are you looking at me for?
He'd have the robot with his own fucking face.
David's going to cry because it doesn't shoot jizz. Why doesn't my robot have a penis? Get in here. David, that's a woman. No, it's not. I've seen many. They all have cocks.
He'll have a turkey baster mounted on top.
All right, so we all in agreement we would fuck this thing.
I would.
But on to the second question. Do
I'm
you
looking
think
forward
that,
to it.
Do you think that this fake pussy will ever replace real pussy if they have a better updated, but like, yeah, who watches Futurama? Did anyone watch Futurama yet?
Well, sure, sure.
All right, Futurama, they have the way that you could actually create, anyway, the one guy on the show fucks a Lucy Liu.
Ooh.
And it's a robot, it looks exactly like Lucy Liu, talks like Lucy Liu, everything, and that's who he fucks. That becomes his girlfriend, because it's all of the dating aspects without any of the problems. So would you think that fake pussy can replace real pussy if you get all the same shit, but none of the problems?
Yeah.
Think about it for a second. You have zero problems. You get to fuck this thing, and it doesn't fucking nag at you to take out the trash. Doesn't Jerry's fucking jerking off this?
No. I'm just wondering.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything.
That world that you live in, does it have marshmallow clouds? And
you say there's no
problem. Give me another one of them THC worms and maybe.
I don't think so, man.
You know, you say you can get rid of all the problems, no, but you know, it's like
nothing.
You also get rid of all the good stuff, too. Well, yeah. I mean, you know.
What good stuff? What good liar?
What fucking good stuff?
I think as a substitute, yeah, but there's nothing like the real thing.
I'm sorry.
There's nothing like real pussy. I understand that.
Oh, and Joe's girlfriend was just on TV.
How could you say that? You know, it could be better than the real thing.
It's better than the real thing.
You know, and then it doesn't answer
says
back.
Says Joe.
And then says the four bridge trolls. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then when you're about to get out.
Robo pussy. And then, yeah. But
and then what
this
if,
is the only downside.
What if I piss
say
off robo
time,
pussy?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Every time I think about robots, I think Terminator. And I think that this is how Skynet takes us over.
Yeah.
I start fucking the robot.
And I wouldn't care.
And then I start going, oh, well, fuck you. And then we break away from actual humans and intimacy to fuck the robot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we, as a society, if the fake pussy was good,
yeah. Yeah. Right.
You know. Stop! You don't lie to yourself. Yeah. You would turn away from the real pussy.
Absolutely.
That's James Cameron's relationship
that's
with Linda Hamilton.
Yes, right. Who actually had a fake pussy.
Yes, still does.
I'd buy about 50 of them and open up a hula house.
Yeah, but
the Robo Bunny Ranch.
Yeah. Now, would that be illegal?
You would have a heart attack first fucking night.
you could argue that.
Make sure you're in front of the mic.
You could argue that because, you know, all of these bridge trolls don't actually procreate with other people, that they won't pass
by
on
the way, he's calling us bridge trolls.
They won't pass on all that ugly gene to the future. So people could actually start becoming more attractive over time because all the ugly fucks never breed anymore. They just stick it into the robot.
So you'd only have good-looking people's
the ugly people
fucking insanity.
Yeah.
Excuse me, handsome fuck.
Yeah.
Let me bring him back.
No, I'm all for it now.
Smack the fuck out of him.
Execute the
This
ugly.
Is the part where we beat the shit out of fucking Dave. No. Let me bring up the fact that it's actually science, motherfucker.
Yeah.
That if two ugly fucks fuck, baby is cute. Ooh. Two good-looking people fuck, Quasimodo comes out of the vagina.
Really?
So I'm just saying,
you have more
of a chance to fucking throw your dick on the crab table.
I don't buy that.
Look it up, Danny. There is more.
Is it written down? If
a negative plus a negative equals a positive.
They wouldn't
it's
allow
science.
People to get married.
I'm just saying.
I don't know if there's any I don't know if there's any scientific proof on that, but I've seen two ugly people make like a cute
and I've
kid,
seen
though.
Two hot people make. Nah, nah, nah.
Well, you know, the recessive genes do come out occasionally.
Think about it right there.
Like cystic fibrosis.
Sarah Palin's hot.
And homophobia.
Her husband's a good-looking dude. Hi, I'm Trig. Just saying, it happens.
There's an extra
it fucking happens. And then you have the other fucking Palin kids that are dumber. Trig is actually the brains of the operation. Okay?
Well, you know.
The rest of them are dumb as fucking a box of rocks.
They live in Alaska.
Yeah.
Please. What the fuck is there?
Well, they do fucking easy math. One moose plus two moose equals a whole shitload of moose.
Yeah.
A lot of meese.
Yeah.
What's the plural of moose? Meese.
At least if Nick runs out of fucking moose.
Did you do that to her too? Yes. Moose, meese. Oh my God.
Oh, she's fucking retarded.
Oh, Nick Weider's up there right now hunting.
He's in Canada.
Yeah, but if he runs.
Same thing.
If he runs out of moose in Canada, he can migrate to Alaska.
Yeah.
All right, but what I'm saying is the fake pussy from the robot pussy.
Mm-hmm.
would be society's downfall if they keep making, if they make the pussy good, we as a society will fall. Yay or nay, gentlemen?
You could
of the sausage party, yay or nay?
You could have a flattening out of birth rate, sure.
Thank you.
According to the movie Blade Runner, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the replicants that were in Blade Runner, which, by the way, is connected to Alien. I did not know that. They're actually connected.
Where?
By the way, look it up. The movie Blade Runner,
the
replicants are the same replicants as the ones that are in Alien.
Alien.
Really?
Yeah, like Bishop and...
Bishop.
And
Bishop.
And, the one in the first one.
And Bishop.
One. No, no, the one in the first one.
I never picked that
the
up.
The first Alien is is the little
English
fucking
actor.
Irish...
Yeah, the English
motherfucker.
Yeah.
Ian Holm.
Ian Holm,
okay. John Holmes' brother. So when
legitimate
for
actor.
Big Holmes.
He had a big cock, too.
Yeah.
It was a robo-cock, though, and if you fucked it, Terminator.
Yeah.
They,
different movie.
Not connected.
RoboCop.
But the, I learned that. The replicants are the same. Because supposedly the guy that runs the company in Blade Runner is connected to Whalen from the Whalen Corp in Aliens. Like, they went to school together. They were business partners who split. And so it takes place in the same universe.
Wait, who figured this out? Because, I mean, I mean, Blade Runner's not... Blade Runner's from... Do androids... Dream Electric
Philip
Sheep.
K. Yes.
Philip K. Dick.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
But
so,
the actual story, the guy that runs the company that makes the replicants.
Right.
That guy, because they mention him in the movie, well, there's a new one going to be coming out, the sequel.
Right.
In that movie, even though we're playing Terminator behind it.
Yeah.
In the movie, that guy is mentioned, and that guy went to either, was business partners with Wayland, who owns the Whalen Corp, which is the corporation or the company in Aliens. So it's the same universe. They're in outer space dealing with the fucking aliens and on whatever environment of Earth.
Right.
Was
there any reference in the original Alien movie about this?
No. It's referenced.
It was built afterwards. It's built
Danny,
after
look up,
the fact.
Danny, look up the thing. I think Looper did a video. If you find the video, tell me and I can put it up on YouTube. I think the company was Looper that did the company.
Oh, you mean like the movie with the...
It's named
Bruce Willis movie.
There's a internet-based company that does videos and about all that kind of shit, and they are named after that movie.
I see.
The Bruce Willis movie, which has nothing to do with Wayland or the company, and I don't even know how we got on this, because I have a big mouth, and it was sex robots. And this is why our show has ADHD. I don't even think it's the weed.
The gummy worm.
By the way, Joe's smoking shit, and he honestly
not sharing.
But not only is he not, he's playing. Oh, he's not doing puff puff pass, and he's also the quietest he's ever been on this program.
Well, we have a full house today. Billy is usually like not here.
I see.
You know, so
he only poked his head out.
Yeah. Once in a while, he comes up with a wise phrase.
Yeah.
So when the strippers come, do they like shamelessly plug what they're doing and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, kind of.
Can I do that, too?
No, fuck you.
Oh, come on. I got a good plug.
Fuck you.
Get naked, motherfucker.
Oh, no, fuck that.
I am going to be on House of Cards. Look for me.
Oh,
it's
really?
All about me.
I love that.
Are you going to be on House of Cards?
Yes, I am. I got a guest star.
Hated to fucking give him that lead.
He played you fucking you softballed it to him.
Is it recurring or is it just one episode?
He plays Kevin Spacey's penis.
in
the new season, episodes 3 through 6.
The tween. The tween.
No, I'm a chairman, and it's a very, very, it's a very big scene, like a big, like, oh my god, I can't believe that just happened scene. And I'm not gonna go on, I don't wanna ruin it, but I think it's toward the very
spoiler!
End of the coming
aliens! And they're gay! We had Kevin Spacey's brother
Trump.
On the show.
Get out.
Let us know what the episode is happening this week. Yeah, you know.
Trump.
Yeah.
When Netflix
drops in June, I think. I don't know when the drop date is, but I mean, you know, when it does.
He's speaking industry talk.
Yes.
That's when it comes out.
Yeah.
He's president of the United States.
I can't say come out, because, you know, I'm already out. Yeah, so I'm going to drop now.
Hi, Taylor. What
a deuce. Just gotta drop a deuce.
Did you
know that?
Did you look up that thing for me?
Did you know who David's boyfriend is?
Every man?
No, well, sort of. Hi, my name is Ramon.
This is Ramon.
Oh, hi, Ramon.
Ramon LeGaiman. And
LeGaiman.
Yes, and David's code name
is the chairman.
No, David's code name is. Yes. And I love when I say this, Hayward Jablomi.
Oh, tee-hee. Wow. Ain't I a card?
Yeah.
Ba-dum-boom.
So in the David, he secretly has told me what the scene is. Yeah. He plays the chairman. He flips over a chair. He sits on one of the legs. And three other gay dudes sit on the other three legs.
Kevin Spacey. His asshole manages to gravitate to those other
three. And then
three.
They play Ring Around the Rosie. Okay. And that's the whole episode, which is weird.
The daisy chain jerk.
Wow. A nice circle jerk.
Yeah. Oh,
that's a good episode.
It ends like The Sopranos, you know, just like in mid-season.
You don't know who came. You see the guy in the members-only jacket. And you go, did he come? I think he came.
That's all that matters.
And then you hear a gunshot, and I blow Meadow.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty much how it works.
And three fingers, I don't know.
He had five fingers, but he only used three.
That's it.
What else are you... So you're doing House of Cards and what else?
Right. And that's, you know, right now.
Because you got to be doing something else. You're one of them fucking New York actors. You got to be doing something else. Are you doing Summer Stock?
He's appearing and bitching and moaning at me every day for not getting acting work.
Yes.
Meanwhile, the old man has had two auditions in the last 6 years.
Just put his aliens connected to.
I have one on.
Oh, you got? What do you got?
But I can't play.
No. What do you got?
Blade Runner and Aliens Connection Proof.
Okay, so there. Okay, there is proof, and where is the video located?
On YouTube. Just put Alien and Blade Runner.
All right. Do we have time to do this before we go to break?
You got about 4 minutes.
4 whole minutes. Wow. That's tons of time. All right, what is it now, Danny? What's
I just put Alien Blade Runner.
And it Alien.
Be the Blade Runner. It should be the first
Blade
video.
Runner.
George Bush is on his
Dave
way.
Dave is gay.
He just showed it.
Is he dead yet?
He's on his way. Eddie's got him in Deadpool
Bingo. I got him in a Deadpool Bingo right there.
He is holding on there, man. Yeah. Oh, man.
Holding out for a hero to the moon.
He might be dead already. I think it's talking about his death.
All right, what you got, Danny? Where is it?
Oh, no, he's recovering.
There's one?
Right there. It says The Purge, yeah.
That
I didn't
one.
Watch it or anything.
The Bushes don't die.
They multiply.
That's it.
All right, there we go. Okay. Let me get the proof for David.
And now, what did I just see about Caitlyn Jenner? What?
That's on tonight. We're gonna be discussing that as well.
Yeah.
Caitlyn Jenner is back to talking with Diane Sawyer tonight. Speaking of guys we wouldn't fuck, yeah. Caitlyn Jenner's in the news.
Now, if you fuck Caitlyn Jenner, are you gay?
Well, now she has a vagina. She has the mangina.
No, or if she makes it with a girl, is she a lesbian? What is this?
Well, who knows?
Just
let's see.
Tape. The matches to the bottom of the door and blow the pilot light. That's all.
That's all, folks. That's all you need. All right, so here's the proof, by the way, Blade Runner and Aliens Connection.
The ship will automatically destruct in
proof that Alien and Blade Runner are connected in the same sci-fi universe. This is probably not the proof I needed, but we'll see.
Uh-huh. All right, she's doing the controls.
Yes, this is Alien, by the way. That you're...
Ellen Ripley.
Purge. I didn't know she was bulimic.
It's in the ship with you, bitch.
And so that's Blade Runner. Now coming on. All right. But see, this is the scenes from it. I need the fucking... The
smoking gun.
Yeah, but I mean, there's got to be one of your listeners that knows exactly where it is, because, you know, they don't have lives.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
They don't have lives.
They don't have lives.
Debbie Mel, do you happen to know where the proof is that we're talking about?
I know I saw it, and I fucking don't know where it is now.
Yeah, no worries.
Glad you brought the proof to.
But literally, if you look on every fucking thing that's on YouTube, they're all pointing out. That it's connections.
Wow.
It's all fucking, it's all the same universe. What the fuck was that?
Joe's
doing a whoopee
cushion. Joe's gigantic claw.
I don't know. We don't have time. I have no time. I got to go to break anyway. I have no time to look at it right now because we're doing this with partial commercial breaks today. Because we had Jerry and Dave in today doing the sausage party.
You get to hit
Fridays.
The button today.
Yeah, I know. I'm fucking fancy. Yeah. But, it is connected. You can look it up yourselves. I don't have time to look it up. I wish I had time, but I have no time.
Yeah, we'll be back in 10 minutes.
We're going to, they're going to play Puff Puff Pass. Oh, we did that. When we come back, before we even talk about Caitlyn Jenner or anything else, we promised these people that Jerry and Joe would have a debate.
We have time.
About, time oh, a whole nother hour.
We have a whole nother fucking hour, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Battle, Danny, of course, did not come up with the topic yet.
I have one to start out with.
And you have them in your brain.
Yeah.
Your brain's like Swiss cheese. I need you to have other things.
I have one.
Oh, leave
to start
alone.
Off with.
718-577-1389. If you have any topics that you can, like, help Danny out with, please put them in either the Facebook Live suite
718-577-TITS. Oh, no, that's not it.
Where's Joe going? Joe, we're in the middle of a fucking show. Can you wait till we go to commercial before you get up?
I have nothing to say for the
I know. You never have anything to say. Danny, which one is your thing, though, here? Because you, we, I put it in the old Facha de Libre here from there. This one, right?
Yeah.
All right. All right, so we'll go to break. When we come back, we'll do the great debate, the master debate,
master
between Jerry and Joe. Danny's gonna go smoke. He's fucking fiending.
Yes,
and I mean he's fiending for a fucking regular cigarette, not the fucking other shit that's being passed around over here.
It's also hot.
Nothing is being passed around.
Well, I know Joe's fucking greedy, and he does have a magic jar that's behind us. Shut the fuck up. I'm in the middle of hosting my show. Go smoke, you cunt, and I'll fucking do the show. Thanks.
Oh, we lost the feed.
Yeah, there you go. Why don't you do your job and fucking get the feedback? How about you do that?
Professional show business.
The show is fine. We're still broadcasting. It's the Facebook fucking feed that keeps going out for some goddamn reason. I don't know why. I do keep saying that the internet was shitty today, but what are you going to do? All right. So, by the way, thanks for coming into the Facebook Live. We're going to go to commercial now so you get to hear fucking commercials. Enjoy that.
That's Diane Sawyer?
No, that's Caitlyn Jenner.
That's Diane
Sawyer. Oh, you are really something fucking else. You are a fag.
All right.
No, I'm just like, good Lord.
Excuse me, fags and potheads. Let's go to break. We'll be right back after these.
Oh, my God. What a lot of work on that.
We'll be right back.
Holy shit.
Her husband died.
That was your whole... By the way. Her husband died. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words. Come on, people.
That poor woman.
You're listening to the Ham Radio Show.
Oh, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Playmates Club has the ultimate Miami strip club experience featuring some of South Florida's hottest female exotic dancers performing for your entertainment in a comfortable, posh, and relaxed environment. The 2,500 square foot club is located in the heart of Miami, Florida, and prides itself on offering a melting pot of gorgeous entertainers from all over the world for your enjoyment. At Playmates, the staff has one focus in mind, your enjoyment. Whether coming alone, with clients, a group of guys, or girlfriends, Playmates Club treats everyone like a VIP, making sure your every need is catered to. Along with a bar offering bottle specials all night long, the club's unique bistro features tasty twists on your favorite bar foods and excellent full meals. With an intimate club-like feel, guests are welcome to make themselves comfortable at one of the many cocktail tables in front of the main stage, or to venture through to a private table dance and champagne room with the sexy exotic dancers there every day of the week. So check out more at PlaymatesClub.com.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
This is Bob Saget, and my dog licked my balls. What's the story of your life? You're listening to Ham Radio.
I have people in my studio just forgetting, literally every fucking week, forget how to do radio.
I want to get high.
It's for Jerry and David, actually. It's the Ham Radio Show SPF Sausage Party Friday, which is pretty much just a round table of, it's like the McLaughlin Group.
Yeah.
Pretty much, if they all smoked weed and just didn't give a fuck.
Had no lives.
Yeah, seven. What was that? We were under bridge trolls?
Yes.
That was, okay, yeah. Just want to make sure. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. SPF, like I said. I don't know what the fuck, by the way, is going on with the Facebook. Because we keep going on and off and on and off and on and off. The show is fine. Everyone's listening to the show. We haven't lost the show. Everything's working perfectly fine on the show. So it's either Facebook or the internet itself.
We have no comments.
No, we have the one camera going now. And then it just keeps going on and on and off and off and on and on. So, and it's weird because it cuts out. It's not even doing the, normally what they do is it'll stay and say trying to reconnect and it'll spin around. But what are you going to do? It's because we're doing a Friday show.
Friday.
And I'm going to literally pass out because I haven't slept yet. So we're going to, the reason, by the way, Jerry was here to begin with, was that Jerry and Joe have this this oil and water, this fire and ice, this lithium,
yeah,
just lithium and cocaine, lithium, two totally and polar opposites.
It's just not true.
Things that go on. Joe, can you shut the fuck up?
Fuck you,
when pal. I'm in the middle of my show.
Who the fuck you think you're talking to?
You, motherfucker, you.
You the horse you rode in on.
I didn't ride a horse.
Mr. Fucking Radio.
He is a horse.
It is Mr. Fucking Radio. I know what I'm doing.
I'm getting ready.
I know you are.
Oh, really? Okay.
So yeah,
I've been charged up for you since Wednesday, buddy.
Joe, by the way, don't take out your anger on me, fuckhead. Up Jerry's here for you.
I just need to know, are we going to have to do the show in my house next week?
Probably. Probably. We're going to have to move to the Purple Rain Studios because Joe is going to be fucking crotchety.
There will be yellow tape.
Yes, there'll be caution tape. So basically, me, Dave, and Danny are going to play referees. And we're also going to be the ones giving out topics. Danny says he has a topic. So we're going to let Danny go first.
Which is scary.
Now, Joe.
Yeah.
And Jerry, you have to agree to at least give a solid minute of not fucking interrupting each other.
Oh, absolutely.
And then you can fucking attack each other.
I totally agree.
But no, you have to like,
you have never.
These two fuckers are fighting already.
You have never in the history of our having this discussion.
I'm letting you talk now.
Oh, you see? No, you're not. No, you're not.
I'll give you your hand.
Cut right the fuck in.
You know what I'll do? I'll let you say it.
Cut right the fuck in.
And I'll show you why you're wrong.
Are you going to show me why I'm wrong?
Absolutely.
All right. Here's what we're doing. Here's what we're doing.
Who's going first?
Solid minute. We should get a flip of a coin. Anybody got a coin on them? We should literally flip a coin.
I don't.
No, let Joe go first. Let Joe go first.
All right. Jerry's saying let Joe go first. How's it? Jerry's saying let Joe go first.
Oh, we'll do chance of peace. I'll go first on one question.
All right. So on the first question, Joe will go first.
Yeah.
All right. And then we will pivot very much like a regular debate.
What are these questions about?
We will pivot to Jerry.
Oh, my God. You know, didn't we have this discussion on Wednesday?
He has the attention span of a grape. Listen.
I'm old.
Whatever the fuck someone asks.
What?
That's the question. So whatever Danny's about to ask, I have no clue. Because Danny's question's in his brain.
Oh.
There's a lot of room. It's going to run around in there. So I don't know what the fuck his question
is. Are these personal questions? Are we allowed to take the fifth if we want?
You can't take the fifth. You have to answer. It's a debate. You have to answer. It's a debate.
Okay.
All right. So Danny.
Can we take the fifth?
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Unless it's a fifth of fucking, you know, a fifth of cyanide.
I always take the fifth.
Typical Republican response.
All right. Danny, what is your first question? Please address it to Joe directly. You know what I mean? Say, hey, Mr. Dumbass, whatever you want to say to him. But direct it to him directly.
Okay, Joe.
Yeah.
I want to know, what's your opinion? Do you think the United States,
mm-hmm.
right?
You didn't have a fucking question.
No, do you agree on their current policy about North Korea? That's part A.
Okay.
And do you think we would go to another Korean War, part B?
Well.
Okay.
Well, there's a part B first.
Joseph, you have a minute.
Okay. Oh, there's a part B first. I don't think we're going to have a war with Korea. I really don't think it's going to get that far. I hope that China is going to intervene and do what they got to do, and we don't have to do shit. But the truth of the matter is, the United States now is flexing its muscle. They have a new president. He's the type of guy that's going to show the rest of the world that we don't take no shit. Not like we've had for the past 8 years. But I hope it doesn't get escalate. You know, this is my personal thing, into, you know, war. What was the first part of your question, Danny?
Do you agree with the current stance on North Korea, the United States' current stance?
You know,
they really
don't have a stance right now. I mean, they're acting tough, and everybody's doing with a lot of bravado back and forth. But what's their policy? Who the fuck knows? Trump is the type of guy who keeps stuff close to the vest. They've been asking him a million times, what are you going to do about Korea?
20 seconds.
Unless you know what happens.
Answer?
You know, that's the way he does. That's just the way, you know, he runs his thing. He doesn't tell people what he's going to do. He doesn't. And when you're in a wartime situation, you got to agree with that. You got to trust the guy who said get the fuck out. You know, one way or the other.
Joe, that's been a minute. Okay. I will now pivot to Jerry. Jerry, same question. Your opinion on Joe's answer plus your own answer to the question, please, sir.
Okay, well, the president doesn't have an opinion because he doesn't know what he's going to do. All right. Everything is minute to minute with this fucking guy. Thank you for interrupting, by
the way. Don't be a child, Joseph.
As far as President Little Hands waving his tiny little cock and sending armadas out to North Korea in the wrong direction or making threats to countries, whether it's Australia, whether it's Germany, inappropriate comments or whatever, this guy is a fucking moron. Oh, Joe's coming to kill me.
No, I had my wife.
So, in the middle of this debate, he's getting up to flip pizza rolls.
He might be.
No, the wifey is summoning him.
Okay. Oh. But he can still hear the debate. There's speakers in the green room.
So. Okay. We have no North
Korea. You're up to little dick waving and then sending armadas. Sir.
Yes. The president has no policy. Policy is based on what he feels like at the moment. He reaches out like a child. And it's all stupidity. What has he accomplished in his first almost 100 days? He got a Supreme Court nominee through because they changed the fucking rules. Other than that, he hasn't accomplished shit.
Okay, and now the second part of the point was your opinion on Joe's answer to the first question.
It's everything with Joe, naive and and trusting, and the president's doing a good job.
That's right, he is.
Because, really.
That's right. He is doing a good job. He's doing everything he was elected to do. Every
scare the shit out of the entire world.
Yeah, scaring the shit out of you. He's scaring the shit out of me.
And so yeah, it begins.
Because you're 70 fucking 3 years old. You don't have that much longer to live. We've talked about this before.
Well, that's true. But
You're like this fuck over here. When every day I call him up and I tell him what Trump is doing.
I miss. Shut up for a fucking minute, you big mouth motherfucker.
All right, here we go. Now it's jerk off Jerry.
That's right. You are a jerk off. You know, I took the high road and I didn't criticize anything you said until you started. The first thing out of your answer was Trump is this little hands. Trump this, that, and the other thing. I didn't even hear your whole answer, but I know you liberal.
I didn't hear your whole answer, but here you go.
I know who he is. I know what he's doing.
I am not a liberal.
Only thing these liberal bastards got
for him not a liberal.
Is to criticize the man. They can't criticize the president, but they can criticize the man. And that's all they got.
I used to criticize President Ubangi when he was in office. You can ask Dave. When he was first elected, I used to call Obama the Black Lincoln. Right. And I used to call his wife Blackie Kennedy.
Well, what the hell are you, a Democrat or a Republican? What the hell are you?
I am an independent thinker. I am neither a Democrat nor a Republican.
You know, I don't think you're nothing at all, I'll tell you the truth.
There you go.
I don't think you have much of an opinion.
Glad that my vote counts the same as yours.
Oh, my God.
When the world ends and we're in the nuclear rubble, you'll be happy that I know what I know.
That's another Chicken Little guy. The sky is falling. Walnut hit him on the head. The sky is falling. The sky is falling.
I think Jerry's more
Christ.
I think Jerry's more like a sniper, but just without a rifle. Oh, that's all. You know, you're just a sniper without a rifle.
Are you saying he's shooting blanks, Dave?
No. He's just in his attitude. You know, like a guy gets up on the when he's just can't take the world anymore. He's like shooting people.
Yeah, you're gonna that's say Jerry. Something. Say something.
So you're saying that Jerry's gonna be the one on the water tower?
Yeah, exactly.
I did, but he won't. Be very able to load good it. Likelihood. Yeah.
But he won't be able to aim.
Okay.
He's not a good marksman.
All right, we're going to move to the second question. I will take the second question. I'm going to go to Jerry now. Because Jerry, we went to Joseph first.
Let's see if he can talk without criticizing and actually stick to the facts. Let's try that, Jerry.
Well, wait. The second question is to criticize.
So, is that what the listening audience actually is tuned in for?
Yes. There it is.
That's what they tuned in for, but I can't give it to them.
Exactly. The question, Jerry, that I am posting to you is, what do you think are the major four reasons that Donald Trump is not a good president? And can you please give me at least one reason why he is a good president?
That's a 3-hour question.
That is not a 3-hour
question. I can cut it down to 4 answers and one answer pretty fast.
Be quick about
it. It's probably going to be a small dick thing as at least number 1.
No, not at all.
You have a minute, Jerry.
Okay. He's very forceful, and he gives the impression that he's actually doing something. And for a lot of people in this country, that works. So that's a good thing about him. Things I don't like about him. You don't have your children become part of the administration. You don't have your daughter have an office in the White House and get 3,
licenses.
Blowjobs!
From China, who you're saying is devaluing their currency and all this and that. I don't particularly like his choices for the cabinet. Whether it's Bessie DeVos, whether it's Sessions, whether it's, Tillerson. I'm not crazy about
it. Is that your fool? Is that
excuse me. Excuse me, Joseph. You have to wait until I give you the okay.
I think I have one more.
Yes.
I honestly don't like the way he deals with and treats women. I think it's deplorable.
Okay, now we are going to ask for the one positive thing.
Let me ask you something.
Excuse me, Joseph.
He gave us the positive.
I did give you the positive. Because I missed it because Joe was talking.
That was the first thing he gave.
What was the positive? I missed it.
That he was a forceful man and that a lot of people believe that because of his force, he's actually doing something.
Okay, I missed it because I was doing something that Danny was asking me to do.
You know, if
it.
That's your whole argument against Trump, who the fuck are you to even... You're not talking about what the man's doing as a president. You're talking about his personality.
He's not doing anything as
president. Shut your fucking mouth. I shut him while you were talking. Shut your fucking mouth.
He gets a minute. Jerry, please be quiet. He gets a minute.
You said, well, I don't like the way he treats women. Well, fuck you. Maybe I like the way he treats women, but I don't really don't. I know what you're talking about, but that has nothing to do with a president. Bill Clinton was getting laid in the fucking office. He was a good president. He was getting laid in the fucking office, getting blowjobs. So what? Who gives a fuck? You know, he talks locker room talk. Okay. 20 years ago, he did locker room talk. That's all. He can't be a good president because he did that. Give me a fucking break. His daughter has an office in the White House. Fuck you. Bobby Kennedy had his brother attorney general. Give me a break. What are you fucking, this is something new? This is what you got. This is why the man is not good president.
No, it's not something new when you deal with a foreign country and you get licenses from them. Bobby Kennedy wasn't running out to fucking Cuba getting licenses for goddamn cigars.
You know, you got that moron you. What you don't realize is that this is a businessman. A businessman does business with anybody the way he has to do it.
You know, in rapt action.
When it comes to politics, you don't know shit from Shinola.
Really?
You know that? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. We've had this discussion before. The only thing you and I agree on is Nixon. But I will say this. Yeah, Trump is a businessman. A lousy fucking businessman.
That's right. You don't like his personality. And
no,
I
don't like the fact that he fucking loses money. I don't like the fact that he spent $97 million on the mother of all bombs and it killed 97 fucking people.
What a contradiction in terms. I don't like that he loses money and he's a multi-billionaire. That, you know,
By bait and switch and moving this to this account and that account. And he has everything mortgaged and leveraged off
of each
other.
You know how to make money? He knows how to make money.
To me, that's not a sin. What happened to the tax reformation that he was going to enact in his first 90 days? What happened to, I'm going to appeal Obamacare in the first day that I'm in office? Everything about this guy is bullshit. As a matter of fact, you look up in the dictionary under the word bullshit.
Do you follow the news?
There's his fucking picture.
Do you actually watch the news or
read
the paper?
I do. You lock yourself in your room because you don't know what's going on. CNN.
That he's definitely trying to appeal Obamacare.
And not Fox News either.
Give me a fucking break, Jerry. You know what you were talking about. I can't even listen to you.
Oh my God.
So fucking out to lunch. Like there's another world out there that you don't know about. Where the hell you live? Fucking Disney World? Jesus.
I live in Disney World. I wish.
You belong in fucking Disney World.
God.
Jesus, I put a fucking Mickey Mouse costume on.
I tell you, name
Holy
something.
Shit.
What has he accomplished in his first 100 days?
You want to believe this guy?
Let me tell you something. In his first 100 days, he accomplished the first day he moved into office. Yeah.
He's changing America.
He's scaring the shit out of everybody.
He's scaring you. He's not scaring everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody's got that diarrhea chill down there. Hey, smartass. The guy campaigned on everything he's trying to do.
I heard smartass. Are you talking to me or Jerry?
No, me.
Okay.
Jerry's a smartass.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
He's a pain in the ass. I thought Jerry was a dumbass.
How can Jerry be a smartass?
Dumbass, a jerk-off, smartass.
Well, jerk-off goes with jerk-off Jerry.
The truth of the matter is Trump campaigned on all these issues. Yes. Everything. And he's doing exactly what he said he's going to do.
And that's what scares me.
Well, you didn't vote for him, pal.
No, I didn't.
And you shouldn't, but you keep your fucking mouth shut.
No, I'm sorry.
You lost.
I'm here in this country, and I participate. All right? Lost. It's not like I lost. Take 4 fucking years off.
It's over. You lost the election. I didn't particularly care for when Obama got into office, but I sat there for 8 years. I said, well, I didn't care for the Facha brute
that ran against this guy. I didn't care for her 16 years ago.
You want to hear something? Hillary's pussy. All
right, now we're grown up.
Welcome back, Joe.
See, I love when I can get Joe to that point, that breaking point.
He just got to whip around with a whoopee cushion.
All right, Dave, do you have a question for Joe now?
Okay, one of my own?
One of your own questions. Yeah, whatever
make,
you want.
Make it about you. Do you like me, Joe?
Do you want to separate?
Do you think I'm attractive?
Yes,
does my cum taste sweet?
Of course. I ate pineapple today. Okay. All right. Big subject. All right. Your opinion on the bull versus the defiant girl.
Oh, wait a minute. I have toasty rolls in the oven. Excuse me.
Wait a minute. I'll go check up on them. Joe, okay. Answer the damn question. I got it.
Yeah, he got it. He'll go check
yeah,
it.
Okay. All right.
Danny, go handle our food.
What's the name of that the statue?
The Defiant Girl.
Is it the Defiant Girl?
The Defiant Girl versus the Bull. Well, it's two different. That's another thing. It's two different pieces of art.
Right.
That now the artist is pissed off because... He's annoyed because it's why the fuck are you allowing someone to put
a piece of
art in front of my art and go that this is somehow connected and he goes it's not
right.
What's supposed to be
well,
the
it's
symbolism?
Become
symbolism
some,
is
it's
automatically men suck
else.
And women need to be told that they're equals, which we've told them since they got the right to vote.
Yeah, and they never seem to get the fucking message. Yeah.
You're fucking equal
because they don't want to be equal. They want to be more than equal.
Don't you fucking understand?
No, I didn't. That's the problem. Yeah. I didn't get it.
They want your immortal soul. They won't stop at anything less.
You
anyway,
goddamn succubuses.
Just so you understand.
The
bull was put in 1987.
Yes.
Okay. It was left literally under the tree at the New York Stock Exchange. The sculptor just dropped it off as a gift. All right.
Mm-hmm.
$350,000. So
he's an old dude now. Yeah.
He's battling cancer.
Yeah.
Right now, and that got put in then, and it's a great tourist attraction. It was a great morale booster, and then all of a sudden, this little brat girl gets put in front of him, and now he's the bad guy. He's the fucking bad guy.
Yeah. And now the bull
is the bad guy,
which is also representing a bull market. That's the whole point.
Right.
And what it's saying is, it's kind of the unofficial entrance to the financial district.
Correct.
You would say.
Correct.
So now, if that is the boundary line, and it means something totally different, what you're saying is that it means now opposition, or it means...
Correct.
Or men are evil. It's an evil male thing.
No, that women want their share.
Right.
But women deserve their share, but the thing is, they have...
But they're down there.
If they work there. Yeah,
that's not good enough.
There are heads of Fortune 500 companies that are women. How do you explain them?
Not good enough.
And also, if they don't... I know this is a Joe question, but Joe is not thrown out, so we're
going to... Well, you guys are debating it. It's just cool, and I agree with a lot of what you're saying.
Now it's become a whole room debate.
Sure,
because,
yeah.
Because that actually was not on the docket. That came from Dave, and it fucking now made me incensed because...
Well, good. I'm glad. All right, we're on to something here.
I watch... No, because the fact of the matter is, you are equal. What rights don't women have? Really, honest to God, stop for a second and answer that question. What rights do you have?
Listen, you know, there's a lot of female comedy writers that
don't get equally treated.
Or equally paid. Come on.
You could do the females aren't funny in a second, but my point is they have a right to sue to get the equal pay. It's illegal not to pay me equal what you're doing. So there is no comics union. No, they don't have to be a member of the union. They don't have to be a member of the Friars Club. They don't have to be a member of anybody. They don't have to be a member of the Plumbers Union. I don't give a fuck. They legitimately, if they can have proof and show proof in one way, shape, or form that Jerry got paid X amount of money for writing 5 jokes. Cause I'm a paid joke writer too. I've been paid fucking money for jokes that have been used on other radio programs that I'm not gonna go into to make them fucking sound funnier. Now, if I sell X amount of whatever, it was say $50 a joke. If I did 5 jokes, do the math, Jerry, how much is that?
$250.
Okay, so $250.
Isn't it amazing how I can throw my voice and it sounds like Joe? Yeah.
It's weird that Joe's hand is up your ass, though, working like a
muppet. Say stupid things like that.
I know.
Oh, God.
But, if there is, without question, $250 that is then given to me, if Lucy, loose twat, goes and does the same fucking job.
She's funny, by the way.
She's funny. She headlined Caroline's 1 week, and let me tell you,
she sold out.
Oh,
my God.
Now, Lucy, loose fucking twat, does the same job, and if she gets paid $150, she can prove that I got $250 and she got $150, or whatever the case may be, and it's the exact same job, but, she can sue.
No, wait a minute.
That's not true.
No, that Joe's right. That's not true.
How is that not true? You can show that. Why am I getting the same shit?
If you're perceived to be a bigger name.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're okay, you get paid more money.
Absolutely.
But you're proving my point right now. Oh, yeah. If you are equal, I'm not saying one is fucking Gilbert Godfrey and
like
the other one's
a nobody.
If they're both nobodies, and I give, then you're, what you're doing is you're
then
showing.
Then you get the nobody rate.
Then you're showing that you go, this guy is doing a practice
then you
which
get
is illegal.
Then you
the
get
Better
scaled.
Business Bureau. Yeah. You have ways to get your money is my point.
Right.
You'll never stop.
Yeah, but you'll never work again.
But that's fine. Mm-hmm. That's the chance you take.
That's the point,
but the point is, you have the same rights as me. That's the issue. The point is, you're never going to stop an asshole.
Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly. You didn't stop him. You didn't stop him. He's still going to harass women. Sorry, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
He got $25 million because of a contract that he signed that they have to pay him.
Yeah.
So you're not destroying the problem. You're not going to get rid of the problem. Yeah. For every one Bill O'Reilly that harasses women, there's about 7,000 Bill Cosbys that fuck them while they drug them up.
Right.
All right, do you understand what I'm saying?
Always picking
that
on
there
the
is,
cause.
Yeah, I understand.
But you understand, like, it's the same. You're never going to stop racism. Sorry, black people, Puerto Rican people, Chinese people. Sorry, white people.
And you're never
sorry, everybody. You're a humanity. I'm sorry for that. You're never going to stop these things because people think what they think.
And you're never going to stop guys from thinking women are not funny.
Absolutely.
Guys sitting right next to me.
Different kind of humor, yeah.
Absolute classic.
Do you know that any woman's funny, Dave?
No, that's
any
not
woman.
Some
any
are, some are funny.
No, no, yeah, excuse me. You're not Dave, Joe.
No.
I'm asking Dave.
Rhett Butler.
Okay.
I thought she was hysterical.
Okay.
Roseanne.
I like Red Swerve.
Roseanne. Yeah. You know, Roseanne is still a great show. It's always a great show to watch. Yeah. It's a beautiful show. Lucille Ball, she was very funny.
Yes.
But not a comedian.
No.
Mae West.
She was a comedian.
Mae West.
How did Ricky, by the way, not fucking kill her? She must have given the greatest head on the face of the earth for Ricky to put up
with
Dave, that shit.
Dave knows she was a fiery redhead. Didn't you?
Yeah. Mae West. Mae West, like.
One of the greatest.
So, but it's this thing of, if we're.
Are you saying like the women today?
Yeah,
David, is that what you're trying
get
to
get all
at?
whiny ass.
Well, that's
he doesn't like
ass.
Sarah Silverman.
Sarah Silverman's hysterical. How do you not like her?
No, I like her. She's good.
Yeah, she's good.
She's got good stuff.
Who do you hate? Let's cut out the middleman. Who do you hate? Because that's a better question.
That's,
I think.
That damn show, Broad City. Ugh. Hey.
Oh, I don't. I like Broad City. I hate girls.
Oh, I hate
oh
that
my
show.
God.
Oh, my God. I hate
I
that
really
show.
Fucking hate that
I show. Really hate that fucking show.
I'm so glad.
Joe, you've never seen the show?
No, I've never seen it. But
thank God. Don't watch
the show itself.
Let me tell you. Don't waste whatever
life
precious
you have
minutes you have left in life.
It was never.
Do not watch this show.
That show was never funny. I have no clue how the fuck anybody thought it was funny.
Gays.
But not even the gay character on the show, who was, by the way, in Book of Mormon, and he's a very big actor.
He's been
in a lot of things. His character was funny because he did funny shit. But it wasn't written about him. He's like a bit player in an ensemble
Dunham.
Yeah, it's all about Leah Dunham and
Leah Dunham is the most reprehensible bridge troll. Talking about
really
us being bridge trolls.
Really.
Well, I don't like Leah Dunham because she fucked her sister and no one gives a shit.
Oh, wow.
It was in her book. Yeah. Look it up. Like the same way that they talk about Cosby,
like sexually,
she would not fuck her sister. Sorry, let me rephrase before the court. She would molest her sister, and it's written in her book. You can get her biography there. She wrote her memoir or whatever
puppy,
it is. She molested her sister, admitted to it throughout the whole book. She did it, has a weird fucking thing with her sister. And no one found it. Like, she thinks if you call her out on it, you're the fucking asshole. And you're like, do you read what you wrote?
Well,
she would be in the backseat of the car.
That's the Hollywood
stretching out her,
but stretching
out her vagina. She would take the girl's vagina as a baby and pull her vagina apart and play with it. That's molestation.
So where was the
I didn't walk up to Dave and grab his cock until he asked me to.
Where was the district attorney?
Yeah.
Once that book came out.
Sure.
But that's what I'm saying. Nobody went in. No one did anything. And then when people did call her out on it finally, she, you know, gave, you know, and I know I'm not going to quote her or whatever. I'm just going to say point blank. She gave a stern answer of like, you're a fucking idiot. I didn't do. Meanwhile, in the book, it graphically describes it. Graphically. And we read excerpts of the book on the air, and I was some of those disgusting shit we've ever said, and that's saying a lot.
That's
folks.
Saying a lot.
Okay,
but well, you know, well, you know how it is. Look, she was the political darling as well.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So I mean, they just loved all of the PC because she's you can't get more PC than her. So
see, and you accuse me of being liberal. I'm nowhere. No,
Lena Dunham is a liberal piece of shit.
And she's also ignorant as hell
at
the same time. But they leave her alone. Anybody else, other people, we go after you for the tiniest things that any other person does. It's like the locker room talk with Trump. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's reprehensible. But we all do that stuff. Stop it.
Listen, but I wouldn't even say it's reprehensible either. That's
the only shit about Trump that I did not like was talking about his own daughter. Being a piece of it, which is
but he did that before
creepy.
He was ever president. That was his normal.
But stick. That's still fucking creepy as
it's
shit.
Creepy
to say
as
about
shit.
Your kid.
Not
now,
saying
do,
it's
do you
not.
Know what the actual quotes out of that? Because I read the whole.
No, Trump. What the,
he never referred to her as a piece.
Yes,
of ass.
He did on fucking Stern. Don't fucking tell me that.
Stern. It's Stern.
That's a fucking radio program that's heard by millions of people. And you said that your daughter was a piece of ass.
Well, she
Joe. He did do that.
She is.
So you can't say he didn't do it because he did.
Well,
she is, but you don't say that about your kid.
Yeah,
it's the hypocrisy of it all that's the
doesn't
worst.
Doesn't matter.
But exactly.
But then you're picking apart the interviewer, you know, and it doesn't matter.
People get insulted because they want to get insulted.
Absolutely.
They actually do. Because most people
Joe,
say things in a complimentary manner, then they go, what did he mean?
Joe, if you fucking walked around saying your daughter was a piece of ass,
yeah.
Normally you say your daughter's a horse's ass.
Yes, I do.
But if you fucking say your daughter's a piece of ass, you don't think that people are going to find that weird? I'm not picking on Trump. I'm just making the valid point of that. That point that Jerry made.
It really depends
in
the context. I can see it when you're on the Howard Stern show.
The context
saying something like that. Because that's
exactly.
The way
if
that
you say, my daughter is beautiful, my daughter is my daughter is my life,
that's fine.
My daughter is my world,
sure.
That's all acceptable.
Not creepy.
Not my daughter's a piece of ass.
Yes.
That's like you're in the corner jerking off.
But take the meaning. The meaning is exactly what you said.
No.
My daughter is beautiful.
No. I'll take the both. Wait, I'll take both of shut up. I don't know how else to fucking put this. Both of you shut up for a second. Because the context was Stern says to him, your daughter's a piece of ass. And Trump fully agrees she's a piece of ass. That is not saying my daughter is pretty.
Right.
All right. I'm not bashing Trump.
It's saying she's
not
a nice
body. I don't give
body.
A fuck who's president. You know
it's
that.
It's a step away from body. Saying I'd bang my daughter.
It is.
It's a step away.
Break.
Really?
No.
Really? You can't make that quantum leap?
You know, you guys.
This is why we
have
problems.
You guys have that same habit. You pick a pimple until it bleeds.
This,
you know?
This is
give
why
me
we.
A fucking break.
Joe, you
this
know what? You,
we
don't
have problems.
You don't find it weird. And I didn't want to get into a whole fucking Trump thing now.
I'm telling
but
you,
don't
I'm
find
telling
it
you that in the context that it's saying, it's not weird because we talk like that all the time. We
no,
all say bullshit like
we
that.
We talk about that about different chicks. I don't walk around going, you know, my sister's fucking hot.
Didn't you say you wanted to fuck your sister?
No, and she had a gun to my head.
Oh, yeah, see?
Thanks,
back
Dave.
How'd you do it?
I also said I fucked Ryan Reynolds. Thanks, fucking Dave. But the fact of the matter is.
That was in the first 15 minutes.
I know.
The
but the fact of the matter is, you don't say it.
Would you fuck Caitlyn Jenner?
Dude, I'll tell you right now. I have cousins that I will freely admit on the air.
What's the difference?
Are hot as fuck, but I will say that. Is it pervy for me to say that? Yes!
Yes!
And I'm agreeing with that terminology. Do I walk around...
What cousin? I mean, like third?
No, they're like first.
Third? Oh, well,
they're first,
you know, that's
but
still
wait. They're first, but they're adopted.
Oh,
so
well.
I don't even think they're in the same bloodline. But that's neither here nor there. They're still cousins.
Big cocks.
But
I think you're really picking
huge cocks. I'm sorry. Is this mic on? Okay. It's like their cock. But the fact of the matter is, if I say that out loud, like people have to fucking not try to pussyfoot around shit.
Well, yeah.
If you say shit. Own up to it. Like, when he fucking was on the bus, I understand he was running for president, so he had to pussyfoot around a little bit. But the same argument we made on this very program And I said point blank that I have had that conversation. Even fucking Gay Dave has had that conversation.
Yes, it was
about cocks, yeah, but he still had that fucking, he was like that girl, and he was talking about a
that
dude.
That girl is poison.
But.
You're all assholes.
If we were, you'd be fucking us. The point is.
No, hand me the bleach.
The point is, though, that if we talk like that, because people do talk like that.
Yeah.
So if he just fucking owned up, I'd be like, that's the guy that should be running the country.
Well, he came out, had a tape.
No, owned up and said point blank, not just, it's fucking, what does he say? What was the quote?
Locker room talk.
Right. Just turn around and go, I was on a bus, I didn't know I was mic'd, I was with a bunch of dudes acting like an idiot.
That's it.
And that's how,
said shit.
That's how dudes are.
That's
we had a few beers.
Every motherfucker in this room.
Right.
Has had that conversation.
Right.
And by the way, she was a little piece of ass too.
Oh, she
was.
They were talking, by the way, about Nancy O'Dell.
Yeah.
The one that he supposedly grabbed by the pussy, who is the host of now Entertainment Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she's addressed this on the air, so it's not like I'm, you know.
Did he really do it? Did he really?
No, that's the other thing. Just like every other guy conversation, you always say, oh, then I fucked her for an hour. That's 10 minutes.
She cried.
She cried. She said, my dick was too big. She said, dick, you're too big.
I'll tell you.
That's what she
said. He never said he grabbed somebody.
No, he said that you can
you
if you
can
are a celebrity.
If you're a celebrity.
You have the ability. So there, Joe, we can use your argument.
Okay.
Where Joe is right, because then you're nitpicking. Yeah. Because he didn't say that he grabbed Nancy O'Dell's pussy. Yeah. He said that you could grab them right by the pussy when you're a celebrity.
Well, you so he's do doing whatever you want to do.
He's doing a rich tapestry
see,
of fucking perversion.
That's my whole argument with the Trump haters. No. They don't actually pick on what he does or what he's doing. They pick on the personality of the man, which is fucked up. There's no question about it.
I just gave you four examples.
Look, what examples?
What he said.
He put an office for his daughter in the room. That's an example.
The debate is over. We're not getting into an hour-long fucking Trump discussion again. I don't even know how we got on to
he
Trump.
Has small
we
hands.
We went from the bull and the kid at sculpture, and then it just peeled out of control.
Which we didn't
and somehow
even
it was about
finish.
Money.
We
and
didn't even
it
finish the sculpture.
Well, I got to finish on that one.
And then we'll get into Bill O'Reilly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Because I got something to say about that, too.
What really pisses, because I've done
he'll
public.
He'll be on the show next week.
I've done public art. I mean, when I was in college and high school.
I know, you pose nude. Guys, do your dick. We get it. You're so big down there. Ladies told me just
not
on
that when you, big.
When, shut up. When we
when
you do public art, you know the thing that you're always so worried about, of course, is that you're going to get vandalized.
Yes.
Right. So you try to do something that is vandalized proof or as close to vandalized proof as possible. So then this guy lays this down here. Now the bull is a great thing. People love the bull. Blah, blah.
And it wasn't cheap either.
What $350,000 gift? Yeah, thank you very much.
It's a fucking giant bronze fucking bull that's sitting in the middle of Wall Street.
And this little twat in front of her now.
Wait a minute.
Was put up by State Street Advisors. Okay,
fucking, he can say it.
I
can
State Street Advisors. Now, hang on. States. In fact, of course, thank God for the Post. They brought this up in one of their articles.
Sure.
State Street Advisors is a company, and they're looking for advertising.
Yeah.
Now, this is what they're doing. They're trying to make money.
Yeah.
They're not giving out a dime. And there's only two board members on there that are women. The compliance officer and the HR director. The way it works in every fucking financial office in the country.
It works the same way in every office, because when you have to go to the HR, it's usually over some dumb shit a guy said.
Right.
Who do you see? Girl that you would never say this shit
fucking,
you said.
Exactly.
Some fucking Asian chick.
Right, who will torment you for 6 fucking months.
Please do not defile a whole culture. It's not just fucking Asians.
So these State Street
you sign for
bastards are
now
just pulling shit. And De Blasio, of course, did you hear what Blasio said? What a fucking ass.
What a commie.
Mayor McCheese.
Mayor Wilhelm.
Never get reelected.
You know what it is?
You take your mother's name and you marry a lesbian. You can't get any more pussy than that. You can't. It's not possible.
Black lesbian got elected because
she wasn't. She no.
Had
remember,
an afro.
Remember. She used to be a lesbian.
Oh,
that was what the quote was.
What'd you give that up for Len?
What happened? She gave up fish.
Oh, so wait a minute. A lesbian can give up being a lesbian, but not the other way around. I mean, you
no,
can't,
Dave, you
oh,
can't give no. it up.
Because yeah. you know what? When a woman has sex with another woman or with a man, you're agreeing. You agree. But when it's two guys together, not so much.
No. But not the man. Well, that's the evil fucking. That's the evil
three-way. You can just hang up your lesbianism.
The devil's three-way.
And the lesbian community, ever like, wait, I mean, you can't hang that shit up.
I could still vote, can't I?
Why don't you just say you're fucking bisexual?
But that goes back to my first original question. Tell me a goddamn right that women do not have.
They got them all. And they just, it's not enough.
The right to
Trevor says that he was an HR manager for 10 years and had to defend a few sexual harassments, mostly from him. I would think that Trevor yes. was the fucking guy.
You know, Bill Hicks, the comedian, God bless
legendary.
Him.
Legendary Bill Hicks.
I'm gonna quote from him. He said on Letterman, he had a great joke where he said, Adam and Eve are in the Garden of Eden, mm-hmm. and Adam looks around and says to Eve, look, Eve, we have everything we could possibly desire. We're gonna live for almost eternity, and it's all so beautiful and perfect, and everything is there right for us. And she goes, yeah, and it's still not enough.
Yeah.
You know, That's
true.
A woman.
That's true.
Still not enough.
That's the truth.
They want to be able to get blue balls.
This is why I love Lainey so much, because she does not do that to me in any way.
But Lainey is the rare fucking. She is the rare ruby amongst a pile of coal.
First of all,
I'm not doing that just to like you know.
No. I agree with him. If you haven't met his wife, Lainey works in the industry known as porn. She's not a porn star.
Never was.
She's a porn publicist.
Correct.
But she fucks like a champ.
With a rockin' ass body.
Rockin' ass body.
Oh my God.
Hot redhead. Does the whole nine yards. But has to deal with like the scum of the earth and really nice people at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, she knows the game. Okay. As a woman goes, she is definitely not one of those assholes who plays games. She is definitely the ruby, like I just said, amongst, and that's because of her red hair. She's the ruby amongst a pile of shit.
Right.
Because
and that's why the women want her as their publicist, because they can trust her.
And look, if a gay guy,
mm-hmm.
who I know his dating experience, trust me, he won Lotto.
Exactly.
The fucking night that he met her, yeah. he fucking
ding,
won
ding,
Lotto.
Ding, 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 ding. I knew by the second date, this is going to be my wife.
Absolutely.
And I'm staying with her. For,
and the first, yeah. and the first date, she looked at him and said, oh, this is a fucking jerk. That's why I love her.
Who brought the fag?
Yeah. yeah.
She said to her sister, this date, there was this guy, Dave, is either going to go great or horribly bad.
He always wants to do anal.
Yeah. I'm just a normal.
Don't look at me in the face.
He asked me to get a pack of hot dogs and shove it up his rear.
Oh. I'm going to pretend that you're the New York Knicks.
Ask her about the
Family Guy.
Ask her about the peacock. Ask her about the peacock. I won't bring it up on the air because
she named it.
No.
It's this thing they do with the umbrella where she shoves the umbrella.
Way off base. No, wrong, wrong, wrong
no,
appliance.
I
wrong
thought
appliance.
For sure. I thought
it's not an umbrella.
That it's wrong health and beauty aid.
It's
no.
the whole
you know, wrong.
First off, it's David's sure. ass. It's the umbrella stand.
Yes, exactly.
No, one umbrella. yeah. That's a Tuesday.
I got an easy pass on the way in.
What happened? A fly? What happened there?
His ass is. That was his the nickname that he got in college too. Easy pass.
Yeah.
However,
where do you think they got the name from?
And he went to the most faggy college too. He didn't go to like a real fucking.
I went to George Washington University. What the fag fuck are you talking
college.
About?
College. Well, fag college.
Oh, then you tell Alec Baldwin.
Fag college. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Fag college.
I got 2 degrees of separation with
where
that
where,
guy,
where did I go to college?
University of Miami.
That's right.
Yeah.
Real college.
Real college.
Yeah.
Real college.
So he studied drug abuse.
Yes.
Majored in it.
He majored in cocaine cutting.
Oh, you have no idea.
Oh, no, I think we got a good idea.
How do we get this to Cuba? Who wants to do the math? We need 4 Mexicans. And if they each fuck a mule a kilo.
Cut it with baby powder for
yes.
God's sake.
Don't use the laxative. They'll be shitting out the coke.
That's it.
If the bag bursts, they'll be fucked.
Oh, God.
All right, so moving on from one sexual deviant to another. Let's get into Bill O'Reilly before we get the fuck out of here.
Oh, boy.
I love how someone brought up a very interesting point. I believe it was Anthony Cumia today Anthony Cumia.
That's a first.
From Opie and Anthony,
right.
The legend of Anthony Cumia. He brought up a very, 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 very good point. The black chick that was the hot chocolate, her name escapes me right now. But the one he called
Harris
hot chocolate.
Faulkner. Yeah. Harris Faulkner.
All right, Harris Faulkner. And he at her and everything else.
She's a beautiful girl.
And he growled at her and he called her, hey, hot chocolate, and it annoyed her. Okay. His point was, if it was Denzel Washington, they did the exact same
fucking
thing.
Listen, he's absolutely right. And we've had this discussion before.
Did the exact same thing.
Harris Faulkner's husband is white, so you may have to switch.
No. Listen, this comes down
to. But every girl, I think, wants to fuck Denzel. So,
if a woman finds you attractive,
you're okay.
Then it's there not is sexual not harassment.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's
if I made a, I got fired from Harvard University. Uh-huh. I was a chef, and I got fired because
I said.
Yeah,
that was because you came in a clam biscuit.
No. This really happened.
How do you think it can
stay
nice and
thick? An assistant. I said to an assistant dean who happened to be a woman. Yeah. She's wearing a nice yellow dress. I said, that dress
nice tits!
No, I said, that dress makes you very, very, look very pretty. You make me happy to be heterosexual.
But a boom.
This was back in 19...
Why didn't you just point at your cock and go, duh!
Yeah, duh! Because that worked so well before.
I'm just
this
saying.
This is back in 1982.
Absolutely.
And they gave me the choice, either resign and get fired. And I said, no, I'm not resigning. I want the unemployment. You fire me.
Wow. Damn right.
Yeah.
They probably didn't like your chicken.
But then, listen.
That's it.
His chicken Kiev was shit.
But subpar.
But then, look, Charlie Rose is well known for being like Mr. Handsy.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Bill Maher had to go to the West Coast because he was almost going to face that shit. And they never call those clowns out because they're on the right side of the equation.
Not even that.
Left side.
No. We're not even going to play the political fucking different aisle right now. Yeah. Let's bring up the fact that there are chicks that might find Charlie Rose fucking attractive. I don't know. They can have really bad taste.
Yes.
Whatever the case may be, if you fucking have a girl who... There's girls that have fucked me, so therefore there are girls with really bad eyesight and very low standards.
Or they're chubby chasers.
That too. But my point is, if they... Literally, there are girls that find me attractive and there are girls that don't find me attractive. So if I hit on the right one... It's not sexual harassment.
Ding, 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 ding.
And SNL.
What did he win, Johnny?
He won a trip to Tahiti.
He won vagina.
Ooh.
A dream day in knee pads with Paul Williams.
It's always wet in vagina.
Oh,
the point is, SNL did a great skit when they had, I think it was Tom Brady. They were doing a PSA film from HR about sexual harassment. And they do the whole bit, and the whole bit is this one dude who looks like me is hitting on women, and it's like Horatio Sands, I think it was. Looks like me hitting on women, and then they're like, that's a no, and all this stuff. Like, but then Tom Brady's doing it, and he's not wearing pants.
And he's squeezing
like, his
tits.
Underwear, and he's like squeezing her tits while she's like fixing the copy machine, and he's like finger fucking some other girl, and it's legit. It's like
step one, always be attractive.
Yeah.
Step two, do not ever be not attractive.
Follow step one,
and never step two.
That's the point. If you are me, it's sexual harassment. If you're a fucking good-looking dude, it's not sexual harassment. So how can we, and not saying that Bill O'Reilly is not a cunt. I will say that out loud. He probably did say some really derogatory shit.
Oh, yeah.
Supposedly, I'm trying to be PC and legal-wise.
Yeah. Right.
Because allegedly, there are phone conversations that's why the girls got paid off, where he wanted to rump falafel on her vagina.
There was nothing wrong with that.
There was something, one about the loofah in the tub or the shower.
Who hasn't said that?
The hot chocolate comment, the one where he tried to grab a girl so hard she fell down.
And who of us has not done that?
My point being is,
like Fox should have bought him a hooker. That's the point.
Yeah. You should have brought Bill O'Reilly to the Bunny Ranch. I would have. Well, they should have had some form of stunt cunt. to follow him around.
There you go.
And just go, I need to fuck that bitch. And then she just unsubscribes.
I think that was Greta Van Susteren. And he wasn't happy.
The stunt cunt.
The stunt cunt. The stunt cunt. I like that. After he takes his do-do-do's.
Yes. I do my do-do-do's.
Then he can go right to the stunt cunt.
Go right to the stunt cunt. The stunt cunt should just follow him around.
Not to be confused with our cunt.
No. Different cunt. That's the Canadian Unified Network Technician. Stunt cunts are the ones that are just, they're bred from birth to just legitimately get just in the, like,
jump
like,
on Handmaid's Tale.
Jump on
Handmaid's Tale, yeah.
It's like the Secret Service.
It's like their hand grenades.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They jump. He's hard. Foosh. And they go right on. That is what he needs. I think every man in America needs it, but that's what he needs. People in power do need that shit. Now, another perfect example was the Roger Ailes, who looks like me from the future.
Yeah. I'll agree.
Was walking around, like I said before, like Jerry used to do, pointing at, and pointing at his cock.
If you have money, there are girls outside of the business.
Oh, absolutely.
That.
Money and power.
Yeah.
Why do you think I want to make it big in radio?
Remember Henry Kissinger?
Do you think I keep kissing ladies' ass? I need the magic to rub off.
Listen, we know one particular client of Laney's that, to me, is ugly as sin, but gets $8,000 a month to show up and make her poontang available to a guy.
If wait, you she took, calls
hey,
the
hey, keep
took,
it anonymous. Wait, no, anonymous.
Wait, if you wait, took, she calls David a client?
No. If you take me, Eddie, and Joe, and you put us in the fly machine, this guy is still far uglier than us.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'm not naming names, but...
But listen, on the other side of this coin, all right, I did back in 1991 or so, I did this
porno.
You did a guy.
I got out of that. I was able to get out of that finally. But I did a Ford Explorer ad, right, and it was a big one where it was like I had a wife and we're talking and it's all actorly and there's all these things, blah, 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 blah. Different sets, crap like that.
Two kids.
Okay, this thing's being played on one aboard Frasier and the Olympics. Yeah. And, you know, it's got getting real airtime back because back in 91, that was real airtime.
Yeah.
I'm getting calls from ex-girlfriends. I'm getting calls from girls I never nailed that I wanted to try to nail, and all of a sudden they're calling me, and it's like, whoa, it's just a stupid, yay, that's right, oh, I'm
you
a
got
big
the
star.
Power, man.
Just a fucking stupid commercial, and I get that kind of trim coming in. Yeah. I mean, if these guys, how much, oh my God, I don't know, the pressure would be horrific. I mean,
do you imagine if I was at all behind a microphone at SiriusXM? And not in a studio like this. You imagine a pussy that would just fall out of trees?
You would be
like,
you
don't need what is that? A pussy?
You wouldn't. Yeah. You wouldn't oh need my the God! Cool.
You wouldn't. You need would the cool be form. Doing the full Daffy Duck. No pants.
It would definitely cut. It would, oh, it would cut my chloroform fucking my budget right in half.
You'd never have to brush your teeth. You never have to use underarm deodorant. It's beautiful.
I wouldn't have to put fucking pool balls in a sock.
He won't do the Daffy Duck. He's more like the Winnie Pooh. He'll just have a shirt and no pants.
No pants.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit, no I like that. There you go. Yeah.
See, but that, but
see
that,
I could have said Porky Pig, but I was being nice.
I don't stutter. But I am fat.
Yeah.
And you
could stay that way if it's that goes like
he
that.
You were a sailor.
Porky Pig, by the way, had no fucking, he had a bow tie and a fucking jacket on. Right. And that's it.
Right. Used to wear a sailor's thing too for a little while.
A little while, but
early Porky.
Early Porky. Yeah.
All of them had.
Jerry's older than us.
All of them had shirts
not
and
true.
No pants.
Except not
for,
true.
Except for Mickey Mouse who had. What pants? But
he had pants, no shirt.
Yeah. Have you seen the new?
Minnie likes nipples.
Have you seen the new Mickey Mouse like shorts that they put out recently? It's the best I've ever seen the mouse.
No, the mouse, the animations though is atrocious.
But the writing.
If you're a
is,
purist like me, the animation's horrible. The
plot writing
can be great. Yeah, the plot.
They're great.
The writing can be amazing.
They even address the whole dress code issue in one of them. And that one's hysterical.
Do they address why that Mickey has a dog that can't talk, but has a best friend who
they
is
do.
A fucking dog?
They do.
Who's
they
a
do.
Retard?
They actually do
who's
a, whole,
a functioning retard?
They actually do a whole episode about that very thing. It's hysterical.
Now, see, I might have to watch it.
Pluto, which one's the actual
Pluto
dog?
Is the actual
okay.
dog.
Pluto's so Pluto
the dog
is going to go to
Goofy's
what? He's going to Goofy's the retard.
Goofy's
dog,
the retard because he's Goofy.
Or other. And what's so great?
Instead of mentally challenged, just call him Goofy.
Mickey wants to put Pluto in a dog show.
Special ed,
Pluto in a dog show, right? But Pluto gets hurt because you know, Goofy fucks up, fucks, he fucks
He's
him
fucking
up.
Fucking him in the ass.
No, he wasn't. Anyway.
You're a dog, I'm a dog, get over here.
So Pluto can't go, and so, you know, Mickey looks at, you know, Goofy and then Bluto and then Goofy and then Blue, and they decide to do just that, right? And
the old switcheroo!
The old switcheroo! And, you know, they ask him to-
You're a dog! And he's a fucking dog!
They ask him to beg, and he goes down and goes, oh, please, baby, take me back! Take me back!
Alright, so the writing might be not that bad.
No, they're brilliant. They're
look
brilliant.
At, look at Family Guy. The dog is the smartest one in the family.
Yes.
Yeah, the dog and the kid.
Yeah, but they promote bestiality.
You know, there's so much shit out there when you actually see something good and funny.
You hold on to it.
I always like, hey, you gotta see this. Like Gumball. Gumball's another one. Gumball's an awesome show.
I love that he's a grown ass man telling me, hey, I got some cartoons you wanna watch.
Yeah.
I saw that episode of Different Strokes, motherfucker.
That's right.
I'm not
very, on a very special episode of
the Ham Radio Show.
Man.
Different shows.
An after-school special.
See, I always had a theory about that episode, that the guy worked at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Right.
He failed at radio.
Right.
Had to move in. He left Cincinnati, moved to New York, and then he started molesting children.
Ooh.
He ran out of options.
They did a lot of fucked up things on that show. Sam got kidnapped.
Yes.
Fucking Dana Plato almost got raped in one of them.
No, that was real life.
But then in real life.
Art imitating life.
And Dudley was molested by playing Hide the Submarine.
Rick and Morty, by the way. We're getting Rick and Morty. I love Rick and Morty.
Oh,
you know,
I
figured out why you like Rick and Morty, because that's us.
Yeah.
Because that is us.
Yeah.
Who's Rick? Who's Morty?
I'm Morty.
Alright.
He's Rick.
Yeah. Right.
Dan, we might go over like by 5 minutes at least. Just cause Danny's like watching the clock and I'm like, with these fucking, this room right now.
Danny just wants to get the fuck out of here.
But did you just see how they handled the premiere with it, with the way they did it?
It's
hysterical.
Beautiful.
And they're just being as rude as they can to us too, which I love. How do they do that?
And they're gonna get the fucking Szechuan sauce back.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's more important to fat people. So I'll tell you that right now. McDonald's, get off your ass.
Has anyone heard anything about that?
There was an update, by the way. By the way, if you don't know what the fuck we're talking about, Mulan came out. Remember when Mulan came out?
Yeah, 91, 92.
Okay, so there was a sauce that came with a 20-piece McNuggets. It was very racist because it was served in a little Chinese food container.
Nice.
Not the point. The point is, though, they had a Szechuan sauce that came with the fucking nuggets.
That was awesome, apparently.
Mulan, fucking sauce.
Yeah.
And
chinky sauce.
Chinky sauce. And they did the thing.
Chinky sauce and drag. Yeah.
We're the racists. It was served in a takeout container. Fuck you, McDonald's. So then.
Black people, no less.
Yeah. So they had this sauce that came with it. In the episode of Rick and Morty, the season 3 opening episode, he's in his own mind. It's a whole story. But in his mind, he's going to do something else to help out these aliens.
Yeah.
And he's going to go do something.
It's like a Matrix thing.
But they stop at a McDonald's, and in his brain, he could still order the Szechuan sauce.
Yeah, I can give you a 10-piece.
So he gets a shitload of the sauce. And now McDonald's has taken note of it. And the other people that are where it's now it's going to smell like a little collusion. There is a live action Mulan coming out next year. So we might have the sauce back because of that tie-in. I still say it should just be Rick and Morty should get the credit.
Rick and Morty sauce, yeah.
You should just have Rick and Morty Szechuan sauce at the fucking McDonald's, but that's neither here nor there. Hold on.
It's my one-armed man. It's my one-armed man.
It's the one-armed man. I didn't do it. It's the one-armed man. Eddie, have you ever given your
co-host
their back rub? No, I've never given them a back rub, no.
Joe.
Joe has definitely, if we had
Joe sexually, what do you think they got me here for?
Joe sexually harassed me on segment 1.
HR department, Joe would be in it every fucking day.
Not again.
Joe, this is your 350th fucking chance.
I didn't mean it. And I keep trying to get it right.
Yeah. It's not my fault. Eddie keeps squirming when I stick a finger in.
His mouth says no, but his eyes say yes.
That's why he's always licking his finger.
And when Eddie wakes up, he'll tell you that it was okay.
The chloroform was fine.
Mr. Magoo. We're getting fucking Mr. Magoo references. Mr. Magoo. Because he was always the fucking Thurston Howell III to me.
Well, of course.
Yes. It's the weirdest. weird as fucking, when you watch the show, you're like, how did he get off the island? Yeah. It's the same motherfucking guy.
I want to know why they pack so fucking much.
Really?
Just for a three-hour tour.
Well, you never know. You never know.
What about the other joke with the fucking professor?
Yeah. If he could build
a fucking radio out of two coconuts, but couldn't fix a six-inch fucking hole in the side of the boat. Get a shitload of coconuts and fill up the hole!
Now that's what you call part of the
hack. That's deep hackless.
Yeah. That is deep hackless.
They built a raft one time.
They got off the island.
But then they end up back on the same island?
Yes, they got big in the middle too.
They were miserable.
No, they ended up off the island on the, there's the movie where they end up off the island, but then they get pissed off because everything that they've missed, like the professor invents the frisbee.
And it's already invented.
So he's like, I'm a failure. Fuck it.
The skipper gets mad because they missed them. When they left, it was the mini skirt, and then he missed the micro mini. Yeah. That's all the way up to here. So he's bitching to Gilligan. He's like, we missed from here to here.
Like both of them had a shot at anything with micro mini.
And Bob Denver whipped out his giant cock. Did you know? Now that's revisionist history.
He and Don Wells used to deal pot with each other.
Did she really?
Yeah.
He would put it on the tip of his cock and pass it during scenes.
Don Wells is still, you know, have you seen a picture of her? She's still not bad looking.
Marion, right?
Whereas Tina Louise looks like she got put in a blast furnace.
Tina Louise.
Wow.
Hang on.
Like she stood behind a 747 that was idling for a year.
Wait, we got a minute left in the show. Joe?
Yeah. Joe, fuck her.
Would you fuck Tina Louise?
Absolutely.
I'd still fuck her too, but I mean still.
I figured out Joe.
Burn victim.
I figured out Joe's look. He likes girls.
A lie.
He likes girls that look like burn victims.
Who doesn't?
Or just like melting candles.
Nice.
Because Kellyanne Conway looks like a fucking
melting
handle.
He loves these aging fucking eyes.
It's those deep eye sockets.
Katie Couric, I would fuck. So we don't.
We've established that. We've established.
Ann Coulter. Why the? When you have.
After J.J. Walker's been in there, too.
Yeah, well. He's the fucking smash. He had that dynamite cock.
She does look like the aliens from Liv.
Smash Burger, exactly. Wow.
You don't want to put any sunglasses on in front of her because you really see what she looks like.
Just fucking horrendous.
What is she, like seven feet three or something?
I can't imagine getting hard for her. I don't want to, like.
Yeah, but she's the exception. Hey, wait. Fox, though, you got to admit, there's a lot of pussy on Fox.
Yeah, but we're talking about Ann Coulter now.
Outnumbered is the hottest show on TV, guys. Come on.
I fully understand Bill O'Reilly's stance of wanting to fuck everything that he worked with.
Yeah.
I get it. Dude, but now I'm afraid to say hi to a bitch at work. I swear to God, I am like worried because I fought so hard to get into SiriusXM. Do you understand? Like, if I lose the job because he winked at me, fucking throw him out. I will sue this place. And then it's like, I understand not shitting where you eat, but how the fuck are you supposed to meet anybody? You're always at work.
Dude, I got the perfect answer. I got the perfect answer for you.
Yeah.
When you go to work, show up and drag. Then you can do anything after that, you know?
Sundress, you know? That's what I...
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize. Just go
by the way,
drag.
If I work at the transgender channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
If I worked at Fox,
yeah,
I would be hitting on Janine Pirro every fucking day.
Mm. Every day.
Like I was Warren Beatty.
Absolutely.
Can I fuck you now?
Bender.
Can I fuck you now?
It's a new ad campaign.
Can I fuck you now?
I would say that she would... Janine Pirro for Congress.
Can I fuck you now?
She's definitely the chick that would lube up the other end of the gavel and start slowly putting it in.
Oh, you're doing a gavel penetration.
Hate her fucking politics. Hate her fucking politics.
Oh, that's obvious.
But I would, Melissa Francis, for me. Fuck her until my heart bursts.
All right, we do have to get out of here, but the one thing I do, because speaking of lube, I forgot we did have a sponsor that I wanted to get that I totally forgot to do. In honor of Lover's Day, by the way, which is April 23rd, 2017. Did you know that? Lover's Day. David and his friends will be getting Wicked Sensual Care, which is you're going to be able to get free lube all day long.
David really loves that. Yeah. David loves that.
Residents of the United States are eligible.
Let me slide on over there.
Wait, hold on. I got to read this commercial.
Sorry.
Residents of the United States are eligible.
Electric light in blue.
Shut the fuck up. Residents of the United States are eligible to receive free lubricant from Wicked Sensual Care Luxury Product Line by clicking on here, but you don't have that way to do it. So I'm going to tell you that you go to their website, which I'm going to read the website off to you right now. It's wickedsensualcare.com. And when you click on the, if you go right to the first page of it, you'll get on the but go on the 23rd. That is the day
23rd
that you can get the free lubricant all day long from Wicked Sensual Care Luxury Product Line.
That would be Sunday.
And, by the way, yes, Sunday. Lover's Day gift pack is 6 travel-sized packets of different lubricants, including salted caramel, Danny, and cinnamon bun flavors, as well as aqua water-based lubricant and ultra-silicone-based lubricants. It is, without question, one hell of a way to spend Lover's Day. Wicked Sensual Care will be giving out that free lube. Like I said before, all you have to do is go to wickedsensualcare.com, and you can get that. So Lover's Day, gentlemen.
Wow.
Lover's Day on the 20th.
What is what's the name again?
Wicked Sensual.
Sensual.
Wait, hold on. I'll go back to it again. You made me turn it off and then turn it back on?
Dave, for you, it's AskCandy.com.
I just wanted to be able to do my voice.
AskCandy.com.
Tell them to go to WickedSensualCare.com, Dave, in the voice.
Go to WickedSensualCare.com.
And you'll get Ass Candy.
Yes. Press
slide
one.
On over.
Press 1 for Dave. 2 for Jerry.
3 for Pablo.
And 4 for Joe.
Would it be like that cinnamon bun? You use it and you got to like run out like George Costanza. Like, I was going nuts. I need to get something to eat.
I need some cinnamon bun.
Let me get coffee over here.
So wickedsensualcare.com, and you can go get that yourself and make yourself all sexy on that wonderful Lover's Day.
Thank you.
For Jerry.
Yeah.
Before I hit the button, Danny. Jerry and, of course, Dave. Even though we don't think gay's day, gay's day.
Yeah.
That's what just came out of my mouth. I got too much lubricant in my mouth.
Take my cock out of your mouth. I'll take my cock out of your mouth now.
Thank you, Dave.
Healy's a homo.
He might be homo. We don't know. But I don't think he's gay. If you understand what I mean.
And there's a difference.
He's happy.
He's so happy.
Different.
Thanks for asking. Sorry, Mr. Cripple. All right. So remember, by the way, the free speech is never silence, or always speak the fuck up. I think this Friday show, Danny, has been really fucking weird.
Oh, yeah.
And that's all I'm going to say. Yeah. But I think that Jerry and Dave made it fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's right.
So a round of applause for them.
Yeah.
Great fucking show today, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Joe, by the way, if you're going to keep fucking that chicken, remember.
I got to go balls deep.
Got to go balls deep, and you got to use that lube.
Yeah.
All right? Get your fucking in there, baby. Do what you got to do. And remember, I say AMF to all my friends, and that's adios, motherfucker! Danny! Elwood! Come on.
Ham Radio is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on planetplatypus.com. Download the latest episode of the Ham Radio Show at hamradioshow.com. All material is copyrighted of the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material is strictly prohibited by Ham Radio and or its affiliates.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.